Hey guys, this is actually an episode we aired on the podcast
You're
for
such an
Patreon.
On the Patreon. On the Patreon. You're fucking it up
for
already.
The Patreon.
What are you doing?
You.
Yes.
A few while back. And we hope you enjoyed the show.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
A few while back.
Hey, listeners. Yeah, Clinton described
can
that.
Can I give it a try?
Yeah.
Can I see if I can do better than him?
Yes. Any, I think
you're not going to top that.
The bar is low, Emmy. The bar is low.
Don't trip, bitch.
Hey, guys. This is an episode that we recorded for Patreon back in December of 2021. Man, those were wild times, weren't they?
Oh, God. I remember Christmas like it was yesterday.
But now
me
we're
too. It's
releasing
when my father
it.
Passed. You can.
God, did the bar just get lower?
It did. You made it lower.
About 6 feet
now
lower.
Releasing it.
All right, guys. Hey!
Oh, my God!
All right, guys. We are re-releasing a Patreon episode that we put out in December 2021. No relation to Christmas. So it was... it was Spider-Man... Into the Spider-Verse. We are actually going to be reviewing the new movie Across the Spider-Verse very, very soon when it comes out. So yeah, patrons, you've already heard this, but if you like this and you're like, oh, this is kind of good. This is good shit. We have 20 plus movie reviews at your disposal. $5 patrons, patreon.com/Avengers Podcast, Lord of the Rings, Deadpool 2. Oh gosh, Dumb and Dumber. We've reviewed
Velocipaster.
Yeah, Velocipaster. We just recently reviewed
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park was on main. You always do that. It was on main platforms when we reviewed.
I was
that.
So excited to do it. I'm sorry.
But there's a lot more like it. So check out our library. But guys, we're gonna make probably references to our patrons and we're gonna talk about Patreon. Like, hey, patrons, just disregard because this show was for the patrons. And so you get a little sneak peek.
We pulled it from the vault.
Here it is. Disney Vault. Avengers version.
No, Avengers Vault.
Oh, Avengers Vault.
I hope I don't talk about any of my family secrets.
Oh, well, enjoy.
We started off with Hayfuckers.
I'm sure you start with this week at my school.
This week at my school. All right, guys, we're out of here, but we hope you enjoy the show. We will be back next week with either Little Mermaid, Across the Spider-Verse, one of those two, I think. So we'll see you then.
We're going into the wet people next time, guys.
Yeah, we're going to review Little Mermaid next week. It's going to be fun.
I don't think I understand fully when Into the Spider-Verse is coming out.
June 2nd is when Across the Spider-Verse comes out. We are so professional. We're talking about this on the first show. We're out of here. See ya.
I know that the 25th is Little Mermaid.
Yes. So it's the week before. So we're going to review Little Mermaid first.
And then, okay.
Yeah.
This is more time to go see it in the theaters. Yep.
Correct.
Cool, I'm
down. So next week, we're going to get wet with the Little Mermaid. That sounded fucking weird. And then the week after that, we are going to shoot white stuff from our webs with Across the Spider-Verse. So
nice. Nice save. Nice save.
Thanks, guys. All right. So enjoy those shows. Until then, we'll see you later.
You shoot things from a web, though.
Mm. Oh.
You said shoot white things from our webs. Shoot white webs from our tips.
Bye, guys. Enjoy the show.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow,
hi, patrons. There's some fans going on. Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we fan each other. All the time. This is awkward. I told you guys were off mute, and this is the only time you're going to be quiet and just fan.
I had to stop. If I said anything, I was just going to yell primally into the microphone, so I had to stop myself from saying anything.
Welcome to our Into the Spider-Verse review exclusively on the patrons, the patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for supporting us. We've had a couple of new patrons join us along the way. I want to give them a proper shout out when we're back on all podcast platforms. Just saying. Should I shout them out here too and also do?
Might as well.
You know?
Yeah, do it.
Okay. All right. So we have two new patrons. You're going to get a second shout out when we're all together again. But Ryan Dahl and Patrick Daly, I see you guys. you're both $5 and higher, so you can listen to this. So I appreciate you both so much for supporting our show. It really means the world, guys.
And the donation. That was nice as well.
Thank you. Exactly. So thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. We're going to dive deep, and I will let you guys know just a little bit of backstory. There's some severe weather heading our way. So if we're kind of a little giddy, maybe a little, you know, all right, we got to, you know, press on. If you hear one show and then all of a sudden there's abrupt start and there's another, probably our power went out.
We lost power.
Because Clinton,
is it coming for me too? I thought it was just coming for y'all.
Oh, it's coming.
Is it coming for me?
I don't know.
It's coming to Knoxville too.
Oh, damn it.
I think you guys are a 2 and I'm at 3. I think where I'm at a 3.
I'm right on the line.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of 3. Camp. Sucks.
Cool.
I'm just thankful at these times that I have a basement. We lose power really easily out here. Mm-hmm. So I'll be watching TV by candlelight tonight.
I almost have my full laugh back.
Yes! Amy's got a laugh back.
Yeah. I'm shocked you guys have power in the first place. We've talked about that before. I mean, yeah, so it doesn't take a lot for it to go out.
No, we live out in the boonies. I have one wire. It all hinges on that one wire. And more often than not, that shit gets fucked. So
yeah, if it's just windy and not raining or storming.
Yeah, same. If the wind gusts just enough, I lose power for 2 or 3 hours. And I'm not even kidding. I wish I was joking. So I think we'll
lose power for hours.
Power for hours.
Get some duct tape up there.
Oh, man. I've used duct tape plenty in my life, but I don't
need duct tape on your mouth, Amy. Oh.
Hey, whoa.
Wow.
Well, speaking of which, Emmy, I'm going to say, don't duct tape that mouth. I want you to talk about Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I want to know your thoughts on this incredible movie.
Also, did you guys know that if somebody does duct tape your mouth, all you have to do is lick a whole bunch and it'll fall off?
That's, that'll chap your lips.
Well, yeah,
no one wants that.
Chapped lips or held captive without being able to say a word?
Kind of hot.
Okay, well, this is getting... This is the OnlyFans section of our show. We need to stay up. We need to stay on the Patreon side, not the OnlyFans side. I really want us to open a comedy OnlyFans. I think that would be hysterical. Like, let's just see who joins. Thank you. And we have a new subscriber on our OnlyFans, Feet Licker 123. Thank you so much for subscribing.
And for cleaning my feet.
I'm never gonna kink shame you. I'm not. If you're into that, that's cool. Feet lick in the mouth, no.
I'm thinking about having it done to me, like having someone lick my feet clean.
No thank you.
You didn't like it when I did it when I stayed with you, Emmy.
I was asleep.
I just woke up to slobbered toes.
I just, yeah. My feet were chapped.
Tonks is like, what the hell?
I usually do this. You're taking my job.
Oh my God.
Maybe in a different universe.
Good segue, Clinton.
Okay.
Good segue. Speaking of universes, this is a Spider-Man movie that took us through multiple universes. And by the way, if you have not watched Spider-Man No Way Home, I'm surprised you're a patron of ours and have not watched that movie. We're probably going to be in and out of No Way Home spoilers. I just want to let you know.
That's a good call.
Right now, I just, because obviously we see kind of in the trailer of No Way Home, how the potential of other universes coming in. We're probably going to dive deeper than you would like if you have not watched No Way Home. Probably don't listen to this podcast until you have watched that movie. But guys, I feel like we're in a safe zone now. Spider-Man No Way Home, spoiler alert ahead. Obviously, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, spoiler alert ahead. And guys, let's dive in. Emmy, what did you think of this movie?
I don't think I saw this in theaters. And so when I initially saw it, I must have been sitting on my couch, not really fully paying attention, because I think I had only seen it once prior to us reviewing it. I remember loving it, but like I didn't pay really close attention. So watching it for this again, I was like, oh, I forgot about that. Oh man, I didn't remember that. And so re-experiencing it all over again, kind of fresh and new. I mean, this is a fantastic movie. It is visually stunning. The soundtrack is fantastic. I think this might be one of my favorite Spider-Man movies, apart from No Way Home, of course. But it's just, it is good. It hits emotional. It's funny. I mean, it's a good movie. And I don't think that I gave it enough credit when I first watched it.
Yeah, no. Well said. I will just repeat and echo what you said. This one was kind of, there was like a mix of Spider-Man movies that were like the top for me. Spider-Man 2, and I thought Spider-Man Homecoming and Into the Spider-Verse. I could make an argument for each one for different reasons, which ones they were my favorite. Then No Way Home came out and just flipped off everybody and said, fuck you, I'm the best. And it is. But I will say this, Into the Spider-Verse arguably is one of the best, not even arguably, it is one of the best Spider-Man movies ever to come out. Exactly what Emmy said. It's visually stunning. It's hilarious. I was laughing out loud numerous times watching it. It has amazing heart. The art style is one of the most beautiful things I think I've ever seen. I love the way they incorporate comic book history into that art style with the bubbles, with, you know, just different ways of, and the Spidey sense. Just like little things like that. And what an amazing origin story for Miles Morales. Miles Morales, now I want to see him so... I've always wanted to see him in the MCU. After this, I'm like, okay, I need to see him in the MCU sooner rather than later. Especially old Peter being kind of the mentor role and Miles not just jumping into a suit and just assuming all the responsibilities of Spider-Man. It took a while for Miles to get into that suit, and it was so satisfying when he got into it. It was like almost the end of the third. It was like middle of the third act. It felt like he finally got into that suit and he was ready to go. But it was earned. It was great. I love that they kept that anticipation building. God, what a kick-ass suit. I love this. I just love the look of it. Anyway, I'm gushing. I'm talking way too much because I want to go in-depth on all those things later. But a great origin story, a beautiful looking film, and a great homage to Spider-Man movies old.
Homage.
Sorry. Oh, homage.
My bad. You don't say the H. Sorry.
Homage.
It's like you live in an house, Brandon. You know you live in an house.
You guys are assholes. I hate you. But yeah, no.
Assholes.
Assholes.
No H.
No, yeah, we got it. Yeah, we understood. You didn't have to explain the joke. So, this movie kicks ass. Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Two huge, huge thumbs up for me. Clinton.
Huge. I'll stop.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll go get the duct tape.
Please. I'm with you now, Clinton. I'm with you. All right. Clinton, what'd you think of Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
I loved it. I mean, I rewatched it for this, but I saw it, I think, in theaters when it came out, and I really enjoyed it then. The animation style was the big standout for me. The story was phenomenal. I just, to your point, Brandon, the way they do that, it felt like I was watching a comic book. Like I was reading a comic, the way they do the bubbles and the splats and the thwips and the little things. And in some places it's real subtle.
Yeah.
And like, I noticed it more this time, I think. And a star studded cast of voicing,
Well, which said.
There are some people I didn't remember. Chris Pine did the first Spider-Man in this, the one that gets got, I didn't remember him doing that. And then, of course, Catherine Hahn now, like, we know her as Agatha, but she's Olivia Octavius in this. And just the cast alone, Haley Steinfeld.
Spider-Gwen is Haley Steinfeld. Love it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
I meant to check the cast because I know that there's a lot that I didn't catch.
Oscar. Mahershala Ali voices Aaron.
The Uncle Aaron.
Yeah. Oscar Isaac, Spider-Man 2099.
Yep. Oh God, I can't wait for that in the sequel. Yep. He is my favorite Spider-Man, by the way.
He looks so he's, badass.
I would say he's my favorite suit. Yeah.
Yeah. I think he looks the most badass I've ever seen of any Spider-Man.
And it's hard watching this to think this is a Sony movie. They did this better than any live action they ever did.
I believed in Sony again after this movie.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I
redeemed
really
them a little bit.
It did. And I was like, let's see what they can do. I almost wanted to see them create a Spider-Verse. Not even animated, just to have the same energy.
I have this weird, I don't know if I hit a time loop or what happened, but I swear I just watched the teaser for the Across the Spider-Verse, the sequel coming out for this. Mm-hmm. Just like last year, it was in 2019, and I was like, man, it's going to be 3 years before we get to see that. And it's coming out next, it's coming out in 2022. And I'm like, where did time freaking go?
It feels
these
like
the past few years didn't count, I guess, with the pandemic and everything mm-hmm. that's been happening. It's been insane.
Yeah, I was like, oh, it's been like 6 months since Into the Spider-Verse came out. What the hell is this coming out mm-hmm. for? Yeah, a very good point, because it did feel like it was going to be forever until the second one
came out. The teaser, it wasn't a trailer, the teaser came out in 2019.
Yeah.
It just showed the symbol.
Oh, okay.
Not the trailer, the teaser. Sure. And then they announced the date at that time, and I was like, man, I got to wait 3 years for this, but then it's here. But yeah, this movie is storyline, acting, like the voice actors, the emotion, like it had a lot of an emotional range in it for an animated show. I loved it all the way around. I love this movie. And I can relate to the adult Peter, because that's how I feel like I would be.
Yeah.
Like when he first gets there and he's like, I just need to get back to my universe, kid.
Especially the gray in his beard. I completely agree.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that you've put on weight. Everybody says that to him in this. Like those family members when you go to like Christmas or something.
Oh,
like,
my grandmother's
you look healthier.
They
won't say you've gained.
No, my grandmother does. Healthier. My grandmother will straight up go and like she walked up to me the other day. Like seriously, saw me for the first time and like you know she's like, Brandon, you're looking. And she goes, you look bigger. You look like you're big. You're growing. And I'm like, I know I didn't get taller, you motherfucker. I know you did. I know it. And she's basically saying, you need to lose a couple in that mid region. Wow. And I was like, oh my gosh. She said the same thing to my cousin, Amy. Amy. A-M-Y, not Emmy. Amy said, she goes, Amy, you planning on working out? She said that to my cousin, who's a girl.
Wow. I mean,
she does not give a shit, man. My grandmother just don't give a fuck anymore. She don't.
Listen. I'm going to get up on a soapbox real quick.
Here we go.
And I'm going to say, do not comment on other people's bodies.
Don't.
Ever.
Don't.
Ever. If you think they might be pregnant, if you think they might be fat, if you think that they could lose a few, if you think that they look too skinny, don't comment on other people's bodies.
Yeah. It's
goodness.
Rude. Yeah, I agree. Oh. Clinton, you
but
look.
My family
Clinton, you
always
look fat.
Like it.
Just one.
You look healthier.
You look fat.
Look healthy.
Thanks.
But he
thanks,
and his
Grammy.
Whole energy. His whole energy is me. I feel like.
Yeah.
Like he's just jaded. He's a jaded Spider-Man.
And I liked seeing it. And I love that.
Me too.
Okay, we're going to dive too much into it. First, before we dive super, super into it, we got to get to our normal Rotten Tomatoes. Don't tell us, Emmy. We like to guess, damn it.
I know. I screwed up before, and now I won't screw up again.
Just saying.
And we'll never let you live it down.
I will. No. That's the last time I'm going to do it. But last time we reviewed a Spider-Man movie, someone did spoil it for us. No way home.
I didn't spoil. Oh, but I didn't spoil the movie.
No,
I spoiled the Rotten Tomatoes. I didn't spoil the movie.
Yes, no.
Huh, do not.
You did
do
for
not
me because you lied to me while we were watching it.
But I didn't.
It was your
tell
first
you.
Time. That was. It's even worse.
Yeah,
I didn't
so
tell
a lie
you it was
is
my
fine
first
if
time.
You don't tell them.
I didn't tell you it was my first time.
The best part of say. Believe is the lie.
What a great
when
song.
I was betrayed.
Thank you, Fallout Boy. Just in case you're wondering. Yeah. All right, Emmy.
That was my jam. Oh
that,
Fallout Boy. That
from
was
Under
jam.
The Cork
also,
Tree? From yeah. That album top to bottom was absolutely.
You're amazing. The Brutus to my Caesar.
I know. Clinton's still trying to give me shit. I'm sorry. I am sorry. But
he
I
just
mean,
sips on his drink so angry.
What was I supposed to do for those 3 hours? Not watch Spider-Man No Way Home?
You could have. Yeah, you could have not watched it.
Anyway, Brandon, weren't you going to jump in?
All right. I guess you're going to ask us to guess Rotten Tomatoes for Into the Spider-Verse.
No, I'm going to tell you. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm going to say 90s easy because this is awesome. I'm going to say 92% Into the Spider-Verse. I always guess critics, by the way.
I'm going to say 96.
Damn, you went high.
All right. Critics gave it a 97.
Holy shit. 97%.
97%. Audiences gave it a 93%. I'm That Bitch was once again a bitch and gave it an 8.4.
That's still high for I Am That Bitch. Usually it like,
is, yeah.
Like, seriously, like, you, it can be the most amazing movie in the world. 7.9 IMDb. So 8.4 is not too bad. Yeah, but in the grand scheme of things, it is. And how many Canadian stoners loved it?
87% of Google users.
Oh, I'm surprised it's that low for Google, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Maybe it was like people who don't know anything about Spider-Man or like don't like movies.
That's what was great about this movie. I felt like it brought a lot of people into the fold, whether you knew about it or not. I thought it was a great just to jump in and get on for the ride. That's a compliment I have for the movie.
Yeah. And to all you haters out there that says the Avengers only like stuff in the MCU.
Oh, well, they're not listening. This is our
patrons. I can let it out here.
Yeah. Yeah. Assholes. That guy who left us. That. Suck it.
I could not find a working title for this too. Just FYI. I didn't want to try to find it.
Did they have working titles on animated movies? Because I thought working titles were more to like keep people.
Maybe that's sealed. It. Maybe that's what it is. At this point, I just feel like everybody should have a working title.
Yours is a liar and a backstabber.
Oh,
that's your working title.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
I'm going to start calling you Brutus.
8-2 okay. Brute.
Brute.
All right. So now that we still have Dirty Laundry from No Way Home, you might be joining us for our No Way Home review. Yeah, the shit stays real. We still bring it.
We forget nothing.
Yes. I
forget everything.
So we're not going to do scene by scene with this movie. We're just going to talk about this movie, have open conversations about this movie. Obviously, I think we need to start with the main man of this entire movie, Miles Morales. Was it Shameik Moore, I believe, is who voiced Miles Morales.
Yes.
And he, outstanding. The voice, I mean, you know when you lose yourself in a character so much, like animated wise, like I don't know, like I hear Mike Myers' voice in Shrek. I don't hear Mike Myers anymore. I just see Shrek. And like, I just got to say, like Shameik, his performance as Miles Morales, I just saw Miles. I heard Miles. That's the greatest compliment I can give to a voice actor, is I'm just lost in the performance where I don't see an animated figure anymore. I see just another worldly being, and it's so cool. And I just want to say his emotion, his inflection, his tone, he delivered here. He is a stud, and I'm just really, really stoked about, you know, his career further. I want to see him. Oh my god, you perverts, you can't say stud without being like, oh, that's a weird fucking word.
I didn't say a word. Sounds like someone has a complex.
Emmy and you both fucking did this weird.
I just was smiling. I'm a smiley person.
God. I'm not sure how old the voice actor is. Is it okay to call him a stud?
Well, I'm sure.
I meant voice acting wise, not, oh my God, you sexy bitch. I didn't mean it like that. I meant it as what
is your point too?
A star studded performance. How about that?
When you have a hard hitting celebrity, like a celebrity that is very well known and popular, it can get tricky in voice acting because you always think of them as the actor or the characters they played, because that's all you hear with a voice. But for some reason, none of them in this did that for me. Like, I was lost in the character.
Two, actually. I had two.
You had two.
But I actually liked it in a weird way. It almost felt like a fourth wall breaking a little bit. Spider-Noir. Come on.
Yeah, that one. Cage.
I'm Spider-Man.
Because I can fit his look.
Oh, and I know.
It fit him.
No, and
so
I loved it. I agree with you, but I did hear Nicolas Cage and Spider-Ham John Mulaney. Totally.
Well, yeah, John Mulaney. That one, you're right. You definitely
can. You hear Mulaney all day.
Okay. So
Haley Steinfeld, nothing.
Nothing.
It didn't faze me at all.
Nothing.
First of all, I told somebody in our Discord that it was going to have to be a while before I watched. I couldn't handle another Nicolas Cage film in 2021.
Oh, shit.
And damn it. I will make two statements. First of all, this is the best Nicolas Cage film that I've ever watched.
It's not a Nicolas Cage film.
Okay, that's why it's good.
Okay, you know Nicolas Cage films. You know, this is not... No one says, have you seen Nicolas Cage's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse? No one fucking says that.
Okay. Have you seen the preview to that movie coming out with him in it, where it's basically making fun of himself?
Yes.
No. Okay.
Unbearable Weight of Glorious Talent is the name of it. And it looks... I will go see it.
I have not seen the trailer for this.
It's all about, like, he's himself in the movie, and everyone's like, it's almost like a, what's the word?
Like meta. It's like,
yeah, it's super meta. Like, everyone's like making jokes about Nicolas Cage and how great he is. And, but he's playing himself. Like, he's in. It's great.
Awesome. That is really awesome.
I will go see that. And maybe that'll be the best Nick Cage movie. I don't know. But yeah, I've gotten sent that
video trailer.
That trailer a lot because, you know.
Your history.
What was I going to say? Oh, okay. So Noir, Spider-Man Noir.
Yes.
I loved it. I loved that too. It was Nick Cage.
I did.
The other person that I called out before I actually looked at the cast was Lily Tomlin.
Who's
Aunt May?
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. I was trying to figure out who it was. I was like, this voice sounds really familiar.
Because she's Miss Frizzle.
Oh, no way. Is she?
Yeah. Yes.
Who's Miss Frizzle?
From the Magic School Bus. Come on. Get your head out of your ass.
Oh. She's the unsung hero of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Aunt May?
Aunt May's a badass.
She's a badass in this.
That's what, like, I remember when I watched it with Renee, that was the one thing she said. I love that Aunt May is not a pushover. She's just some, it's evil. It was like, hey, what would a person do? They'd get up and fight, you know? And Aunt May got up and just like, I loved it. And I love that we saw a little bit of that in No Way Home as well, where, she had a huge heart, but man, she was also willing to fight for what she believed in. And it was awesome.
And in this universe, Aunt May has known about Peter for years. We've not seen that hashed out in a movie.
Very good point.
Like, she's known that Peter is Spider-Man for years.
She's almost
Spider-Man.
And I don't mean this as an asshole thing. She's almost his, why am I drawing a complete
Alfred.
Thing? Alfred from Batman. Yeah. Especially when, like, they went back into and, like, they opened it up and there's this huge suit vault and this crazy underground lair or something.
It's a bat cave.
Yeah. It's a spider cave, you know? And it was a spider's web. It was just so cool. And I love that she was an integral part. So, well said.
And I can tell Sony did this too. When we go in that basement, that all the suits, they are suits from the comics, but most of them are in the PS4 game.
Yeah. It's like the Hall of Armor. It's like the Hall of Armor. Really cool. It reminded me of the Hall of Armor with Iron Man 3 when they're all kind of set up there, Mark 1 through 7. I really liked how they were set up there too.
And the actual PS4 Spider-Man, the original costume for that game that was made for that game is in that too.
Awesome.
Cool.
Yeah.
In the comics, is there ever a point when Spider-Man has a cape? Because I liked that little wink and nod.
That was a strange. That was a Supreme. Spider-Man Supreme wink.
Oh.
Okay, or is he called Spider-Man? It's not Spider-Man Supreme. It's
Spider-Man.
Doctor Spider-Man.
Spider-Man Taco Supreme.
What the hell? I meant to bring that up in the No Way Home review. We got a little wink at that when the cape pulls him away and he's wearing it for a second.
Yeah.
And then we had it in No Way Home.
I love that cape.
It's the genie. It's the magic carpet of Aladdin for Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
In my opinion, it's what I think of the personality it has.
Full on. There's a cat in Brandon's lap, but full on, I glanced and thought it was a raccoon.
It's Rocket.
Rocket. Loves. I thought you had a raccoon.
Yeah, she's a chunky little thing. So she's a cutie though. So shout out to Evie for joining us today on the podcast. Appreciate it.
That would be really funny if your sister-in-law had a raccoon and convinced everybody around her to think it was a cat.
I would love if she had a raccoon. I would take it cosplaying with me. I would dress as Star-Lord and just have that raccoon with me the whole time. It'd be great. So Miles Morales, amazing. Yep. Aunt May, amazing. Guys, I also would be remiss if we didn't bring up Hailee Steinfeld as Spider-Gwen. Did not see Hailee Steinfeld at all. I know we brought it up briefly. Obviously, you know her as Kate Bishop in Disney Plus's Hawkeye, but no. And honestly, I won't lie. I saw this in theaters. I had no idea who Hailee Steinfeld was before or after this movie. I just knew
her as a singer.
Yeah, that's I still. But what does she sing?
She sings.
I have.
She was a one-hit wonder there for a second.
She has a couple.
Can I just say this? And I don't want you guys to bash the shit out of me, but I might as well get it out now. I did not know she sung. I had no idea she was a singer.
There's a few songs that you probably don't know it's her. Starving.
I don't. Yeah.
I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you.
Oh,
by the way, you do things to my body.
Clinton.
No.
No, sing to me later. That's off the show. We don't usually record when you do this to me.
Most girls. Let me go.
That's the name of a song.
Yeah. It kind of sounds like a long pause between sentences. Like, most girls... Let me go. I'm like, oh, that's interesting, Clinton. I did not know that.
Come on, y'all know those songs.
Guys, I honestly have never. You know me. I know
her as a singer.
You're stuck in the 90s.
I am severely, yeah. Both hair and music taste wise. I am stuck in the damn 90s. It sucks. I need to get the hell out. But yeah,
no, it was a good time.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'll stay there. You know, like
stay there. It's happier there.
Sugar
don't come this
Sugar
way.
Sugar Ray is still a popular band in my mind. When it's over,
Nickelback.
Oh yeah, this is how you remind me.
Look at this graph,
man.
Look at this graph.
The best. I saw that. I lost my fucking mind.
It gets me every time. I can't sing the song properly anymore.
No, it's ruined forever because of that person that just made a quick edit and put a little picture of a graph in that photo.
Okay, so Hailee Steinfeld. We also had Spider-Ham. We said John Mulaney.
Yes.
He annoys me a little bit.
Oh, like, I love John. How fucking dare you?
His stand-up is genius. He's one of my favorite.
Oh my God, he is phenomenal.
He's one of my favorite stand-up artists. Man. Yeah.
Yes, same.
I don't. I've seen him on SNL. There was like a weird time where
you watched his stand-up? SNL.
No, because I don't like him. He annoys me.
You haven't watched his stand-up. That's what he's known for.
I won't lie. He was on SNL. I won't lie. His SNL stuff is not the greatest. His stand-up is phenomenal. It is. Oh like, my God. It's out of this world.
It was like a weird. It was like he was on SNL twice in one year or something, and I was like, I'm done with this. Like, I don't want to see him ever again.
Watch his stand-up.
I think he's attractive.
Well,
yeah, he's attractive, but
as Spider-Ham,
what about you, Brandon?
As Spider-Ham, I was like, I'll just say I got a little bit of bacon bits coming out. If you know what I'm saying.
Oh, what?
Ew.
What? Does that not work? Spider-Ham getting some? Okay, you know.
No.
Okay.
I think he did really well in this role, though, trying to skirt over that disgustingness.
What? What is disgusting about? Okay.
Smacking the ham.
Laying the bacon.
Smack of the ham.
Smack of the ham.
Smack of the ham.
No, I thought his voice for Spider-Pig was great.
Spider-Ham.
Yeah. I did. I mean, I enjoyed it. I'm not a fan of his. I'm sorry.
Oh,
because it was supposed to be like a cartoony, almost like Looney Tunes.
Feel. Yeah.
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 And then we already talked about Nick Cage. And then I don't know who voiced the robot Penny Parker, but they did a great job.
I don't know. So Spider-Man hasn't always been like a favorite of mine. So there's a lot of Spider-Man stuff I don't know from comics, and this is one I'm not real familiar with. I'm assuming it's a Japanese.
Yeah, it was very left field,
like, anime,
even
very anime.
Even considering Spider-Ham, which was totally a Looney Tunes ripoff, like it was. I mean, freaking that one just kind of threw me for a loop. But I liked it. I liked this.
Yeah, I liked it too.
Yeah, it worked. But it was like, wait, what? This is part of Spider-Man's lore? I had no idea.
Each of them, I like the way Sony did with these, is like each of the characters, they fully embrace what they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they're all very different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Jake Johnson, you know, we got to talk about Spider-Man.
Oh,
you know, Jake Johnson was great. I thought he did an absolute wonderful, wonderful job. I would say I hurt him a little bit, but not, I don't mean that as a diss. Like, Jake Johnson to me has a very, exactly. Yes. So I still loved his portrayal as Spider-Man, especially like this whole, you know, dude, I'm done. I'm done, kid. You know, like my wife left me. I have nothing left. I'm just, you know, it almost like you really felt for him. Like, I mean, what is he living for besides just being a hero to people like that? Most, you know, half of them hate him.
He doesn't even know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Jake Johnson so much. I would boink, de boink, de boink him in a heartbeat.
Okay.
He is beautiful.
Okay.
And also, I don't know if you guys have seen New Girl. Have you guys seen New Girl?
No, but I know who's in it. Zooey Deschanel, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's in it. Jake Johnson.
And he's, yeah.
That's what
he's,
I mean.
He's, yeah. He's one of her, I don't know. His character in that is just adorable and wonderful. And do you guys want to love him even more?
Sure.
During quarantine, when everybody was like the serious shelter in place and stay at home, he made phone calls to kids that were quarantined as Spider-Man.
No, he did not.
Yes, he did. And isn't that adorable?
Yes, it is. And it makes me really love him. I love that.
Y'all really?
Are you about to come? What's going on?
No. So just the whole meta part of this, there's so many like people that are in Marvel that are in this.
Mm-hmm.
So Jefferson Davis, which is Miles's dad, do you know who's voicing him?
No.
Brian Tyree Henry.
Oh, is that
Fastos?
I was supposed to say Fastos in the Eternals.
In the Eternals.
Yeah, because I know we just talked about him. Wow, that's awesome.
Zoe Kravitz voiced Mary Jane.
That's awesome.
Which is about to be Catwoman.
Yeah.
In the Batman.
Cannot wait. We'll be talking about that on Avengers News. You're hearing this first, but we are releasing Avengers News at the end of the month. Cannot wait to talk about the new Batman trailer.
Wilson Fisk was voiced by Liev Schreiber, which who played Sabretooth in the X-Men movies. Sabretooth,
yeah.
So they really just like
they were just into, like let's pick it.
Go deep into the Marvel vault, you know? Like,
yeah,
that's awesome.
And then Oscar Isaac, like you already said, is, you know, he's not credited as Spider-Man 2099 in this. He's credited as interesting person number one.
That's pretty awesome, actually.
But it's weird that he voiced him, because to me it didn't sound like him at all.
No, I was shocked when I saw him.
But he's about to be playing Moon Knight. So there's a lot of like comic characters.
Who are you talking about? Spider 99.
2099.
The post-credit scene of this movie.
That amazing blue and red suit that looks
blue
like
and red futuristic suit.
Oh, it's so sick. It's so sick. Can we make that Spider-Man suit like now? Like can this
he's
be
Hispanic?
Yeah, I mean, just can we have that though? That be that Spider-Man suit, because that Spider, no offense, like I love the classic Spider-Man suit. I have it in action figure form. I've collected a lot of Spider-Man stuff, but I would really love that to be just like that's his suit now. That's it, you know. Like,
same.
I mean, you know, like
it's favorite, man. I love it so much.
Yeah,
and just, if I ever get to see that in live action, I'm gonna lose it.
You should, because it's gonna be amazing. It's going to be unreal. Guys, I think I touched base a little bit on this when we did our little pre-ramble, or what our initial thoughts were. But I really want to call back to all the stuff that they did as callbacks to the Sony Spider-Man movies, we won't talk about that when he's dancing and like, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm.
Loved that
the subway scene where he's literally holding on with both, which is one of the most impactful scenes in Spider-Man 2. You know, it's just, yeah. I love that they paid tribute to such an amazing collection of moments, and it was just really cool. I really love that Sony both embraced its video game, its movie, and comic book history here. I feel like simultaneously they really weaved a beautiful portrait. I loved it.
And they weren't afraid to make fun of themselves. That whole montage of him like dancing and stuff, they're making fun of themselves because they know everyone hated that.
Mm-hmm.
They picked the good and the bad.
Yes.
Like, they didn't just show all the good.
Right.
And the Spider-Man holding two webs, pulling the subway thing,
mm-hmm,
or just trying to pull, like, hold something together is a Spider-Man thing across the board in comics, mm-hmm, and all the movies they've done it.
Mm-hmm.
And also in this PlayStation game, they do it. And in the Miles Morales PlayStation game, they do it. It's like a thing you have to do with Spider-Man.
I think it's such a beautiful, like, literal representation of what he's doing, trying to hold things together to the best, mm-hmm, of his abilities. You know, and I love what that represents, and I love that they always find a way to kind of, you know,
yes,
express that through their different mediums. So,
and you got Peter B. Parker, who gave up. It was just like, look, when they do the montage of him, like, yeah, you know, they do that montage over and over through the movie with, like, y'all know this, yeah, story.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it's his, and he's like, I've been working on my fitness, and he's like eating pizza.
Eating pizza.
I like related to Peter B. Like Parker that on such me a level. Too.
I like that they nodded to the popsicle too. The Spider-Man popsicle.
Oh yes. Oh, yeah. Oh,
they how have like shitty a real picture from real
life. Yeah, and they just totally riffed on it. Like, and it's because it is. It was horrifying. I remember getting that popsicle. I'm like, oh hell yeah, I want a Spider-Man popsicle. And it was like half melted and it's like it just looked
never mind. Take this away from me now.
Mommy, I am scared. You made out with the Spider-Man popsicle? Is that what you just said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would have done that had there been a Red Ranger popsicle.
Ooh, I would have done that if there was a Green Ranger popsicle. I mean, Pink Ranger. I meant pink,
red and pink. I'm colorblind.
Oh, I can't get it straight ever.
I haven't been able to get it straight my whole life.
Oh, sorry.
Can? Oh.
It's even funnier when it's so delayed. Sorry.
Is it though?
It made me laugh how delayed it was. I don't know. Maybe it made you laugh if you're listening. I don't know.
I don't need control of a lot, Brandon, but if you could just give me that soundboard to let me do the...
Okay.
If
you got the soundboard, I would get wah, 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 wah all the time.
Yeah,
it would be ridiculous. You would just play sounds every time I talked.
Exactly. Like, Emmy, what was your thoughts?
Yeah, I wouldn't even get to say my thoughts. It was just, yep.
I think we need to start doing unnecessary editing.
Yeah. Oh, that would be really funny.
Have you seen those videos where people do like...
Oh, they just bleep out shit when it's... Yeah.
They just bleep out stuff.
Ooh, I can put that on the soundboard like a bleep noise.
That would be hilarious.
I'll incorporate that soon. Yeah, I've got a month off to do some fun things. So that'd be great.
Can we talk about the Christmas carols on the Spider-Man Christmas album?
Oh, yes. We even make that joke a lot, too. And the fact that they had like... legit, is that a real thing? That's not a real thing, is it? There's no way.
I don't think so.
If it is, I'm buying that CD.
I read something that said that it was going to be a joke up until they figured out that Chris Pine can actually sing.
No.
And so they did record that one track.
Oh,
that,
my God.
When Spider-Man goes into the security office. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they recorded more, but they like...
Is that really Chris Pine?
It's really Chris Pine.
I love it.
Yeah. And so it was just going to be a joke until they were like, oh, wait, oh, shit, he can sing. So we have Spidey, It's Cold Outside, instead of Baby, yeah, it's cold outside. Yes. Swinging Around the Mistletoe. Silent Night, in parentheses, You're Welcome.
I love it.
Joy to the World, in parentheses, that I just saved. Spidey the Snowman. It's beginning to look a lot like a non-denominational holiday.
I love it.
And the last one comes from left field. It's just Ave Maria.
I ever feel like, and I mean this as a compliment, and I don't know if there's some Spider-Man purists that didn't care for this, or that they don't see this, but it didn't feel like to you guys where they were kind of winking at Deadpool a lot too? Like they were almost blending like 80% Spider-Man and 20% Deadpool, like, or maybe 90-10. I don't know, but it just felt like there were some Deadpool influences. Even I think they even broke the fourth wall a couple of times in the movie.
Yes, because they did every time. Okay, well, all right, guys, let's go through this again. Every mm-hmm. time they did that, they were breaking the fourth
wall. Exactly.
I thought that Chris Pine, in whenever he dies, I thought that he sounded like Ryan Reynolds.
Wow.
He really? Sounded a lot like Ryan Reynolds. I didn't
catch that.
Yeah.
Well, the two writers of this were Phil Lord and Rodney Rothman, and they both wrote 21 Jump Street and 22 Jump Street together.
Okay, fantastic movies, hilarious movies.
Yes, yeah. So they know how to like incorporate those like those humor aspects. But mm-hmm. Phil Lord did also the Lego Movie, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs, the Batman 3D mm-hmm. and Solo Star Wars Story. Like they got some good animated writers for this, so that they probably like looked into the shit they were referencing and stuff. Like they wanted to be funny in this because mm-hmm. their whole their whole history is comedies and animation. So
makes sense.
I think they hit that nail on the head, honestly.
Oh yeah, they did. They did a fantastic job. And Emmy, I want to take something you said there. You know, Spider-Man's death in this movie, you know, where Peter Parker dies and the whole world mourns, and like, and Miles Morales pulls that mask on, and there's many people wearing masks, t-shirts, and like, you know, the Times Square is all just in memoriam of this hero that we've never seen Spider-Man die. You know what I mean? Like, what? And for also to me, what I perceive is a children's movie. You have William Fisk just beat the shit out of him.
Yeah.
And he dies. And I'm like, holy. Like,
Wilson, by the way,
I'm sorry. Wilson Fisk. And it's Willem, not William.
William. I was just going to say that.
I know. I made that mistake too. Wilson Fisk. Like, but they had Kingpin kill Spider-Man. And this whole. Like, I thought that was such an amazing, beautiful scene where how much he brought people hope and brought them together, and he was a symbol. This is something I don't know if we'll ever see in live action. I hope we do, because how impactful it is.
It is when they do that shit.
Exactly.
It is impactful.
Yeah. And I how incredibly well done. And the first time we've ever, the fan just. It was so loud. it was, how impactful it was in a serious scene, Clinton. You're gonna do the fan. I thought it was just incredibly and beautifully done. And I just want to get your guys' opinion on, like, I don't know, did it hit you guys hard? Because I was in the theater and I was like, oh my god, I'm getting emotional in an animated movie, and I don't even know this Peter Parker that well.
You said you're setting me up for a joke because you said, did it hit you hard?
Tell me how hard it hit you.
Peter Parker really hard. And you said not to make jokes about people's size, but Wilson Fisk is fucking huge.
And I love it. I love
it. Huge.
He is huge. He's huge without the H, because they couldn't fit it, because he's so damn big. I love how comic book amazing.
But they did make him very menacing in this.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In the best way they could, the best way possible. But yeah, I didn't expect at the beginning, I think. Thinking back of watching it the first time, I didn't expect them to just kill off this Peter Parker.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were just going to get multiple Peter Parker, like multiple. Yeah,
exactly.
From the different universes. But yeah, that was very impactful. But it set Miles on his journey.
Yeah.
Emmy, what did you think of that scene?
I really hated the fact that he was only 26. Like that, in my old age. That to me is still just a young child. Yeah. And like,
I'm not a child. No,
but like, I mean, I don't know, that hit. And then the way, how much it hit Miles, where for him to go home to a place of comfort and to be like, can I just spend the night here, please? Like that, yeah. There was a lot of weight in that. And then I liked that they threw in the Stanley cameo, which we will talk about here in a second, but he goes to this like memorial dressed as Spider-Man, and Mary Jane is saying something like, we're counting on you. And he says, they're counting on me. And the guy next to him is like, dude, I don't think he's actually talking, or she's actually talking about you. I think it's a metaphor. So like, it's like a really heavy hitting scene.
Oh yeah.
But they also found comedy in it,
and
hard to do.
And I think they did it well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, not only
I brought it up.
Yeah.
I like to Miles got to meet him before he passed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And he saw the whole thing go down. So it was really emotionally impacting for him because this was the guy. I mean, Peter immediately promised to like take him under his wing, basically. And I love that they made their spider sense tingle when they know another Spider-Man's around. So they just automatically know, instead of it being like this big riddle game thing. It's like, oh, you've got the same thing I do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I like the way they did that too. So it made it way more impactful that he wasn't just another fan of Spider-Man, but he was already had met him and he was going to learn from him. And he saw it happen. So it made his story move forward really well.
Yeah. They kind of did that a little bit with the Spidey sense. I feel like they did a little bit of that in the No Way Home. Sorry.
I also, another impactful death, Prowler, You know, I didn't think they were going to kill off Prowler, but Aaron Davis, you know, he finds out who his identity is and Miles reveals himself to him. And this, you know, his uncle meant the world to him. They set that up in such a short amount of time between Miles.
In a great way.
And it worked and it was impactful when he passed. A lot of these things, and I criticize What If a lot for this, but I think you can be rushed if you do it right. And they did it right. Like, I think there was a lot of these little moments where it was like, wow, we got here real quick, but man, I'm feeling this moment. I felt that connection between these two right away when they were spray painting, when they were hanging out, when he could just be himself. He didn't have to act, you know, and sometimes you always have that kind of cool family member. You can't be that way around your parents. And
a lot of people have that cool aunt and uncle, aunt or uncle.
Yeah.
I think
that's what I strive to be in life. It's cool.
Cool. Cool aunt.
Well, good luck with that.
I know, it's a struggle every day.
But I will say,
I will say that I have taught two of my friends' kids how to cheers.
Oh,
wow.
Making an impact. Yeah. Prowler was the most menacing for me.
Teaching you.
You're teaching children. Are you teaching your class how to cheer?
How to cheers? No, yeet. That's what we're working on now. Cheers and yeet.
Oh, it's the important things.
Yep.
I thought you were trying to be the cool aunt.
Yeah, cheers.
They're like, cool. Oh, no, she's just the partying aunt that she's hasn't got drunk. Past her teenage years.
Go home, Aunt Emmy. You're drunk.
But Prowler, the music they used for him and everything, he was the most menacing in this movie for me. Like, when he shows up in suit, like, I want to. We have him in the MCU, by the way.
Donald Glover. And I would love to see him.
Donald Glover. And I want to see a Prowler in live action and Donald Glover playing him. And I need it to be very cool like this, the costume.
Make it happen and make it comic book accurate. That's all I ask.
Yes.
When Miles goes to his uncle's apartment at the beginning of the movie, his uncle is watching Community.
Oh, shit.
A scene of Community. And I mean, they animated it a little bit, but it's a scene of Community where Donald Glover is getting out of bed in Spider-Man pajamas. Wow, mind blown.
That is like,
wow,
so many different. I love that so much.
It's meta as hell.
Yeah,
I love it though. I absolutely love it. Sorry, my dog is barking nonstop. Can you guys hear it? I'm sorry, he is just barking like crazy. I just wanted to say
he needs a thunder shirt.
Yeah, exactly. There's a storm out and he is just he gets emotional, so I apologize. What? If you're listening and you keep hearing my dog bark, it is
when did Homecoming come out?
2017 or 2018.
Okay, so it was obviously a reference to that.
Yes.
Yeah.
This came out in 2018. So
yes,
that's great catch. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, it's really cool. If you just glance at it, you think like, oh, he's just watching. There's something about Spider-Man on TV.
Mary.
It's actually Troy in Spider-Man pajamas.
That's awesome. That's a great catch.
I know.
It really is.
I know.
That's a really good catch for you, Emmy.
For you, Emmy, as he sips, you backhanded compliment asshole.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I don't mind her.
You know what? Speaking of me, there's a very smart teacher in this.
Oh, who is that teacher? Who's that Pokemon?
Oh. That was completely off topic. I was just trying to compliment myself.
Oh.
But there is a really smart teacher in this.
Are you talking about
Olivia Octavius? Yes.
Oh, no. I was talking about the teacher that's like, if you were blindfolded picking, you would have gotten at least a 50.
Yes. Oh, I didn't. That's actually a really good point, too. She's like, you're trying to fail.
I don't know how accurate that is, though.
What? Math?
If you were doing it blindfolded, so you're guaranteed to get a 50 at least. I don't believe that.
Not guaranteed, but like statistically, mathematically. Okay. If you're
blindfolded, you probably aren't filling in the circles anywhere on the paper. You're probably missing where they're at.
That's okay. A very good point. Right. Well right. Said, Clinton. Way to show that teacher what for.
So she should have just said, if you were picking at random.
And instead of, you can see the test.
give me that, Amy. Give me that, please.
I don't have a formal education
and I don't teach anything. Give me that, please.
Okay. It has been given.
Thank you, ma'am.
But the hypothetical
Miss Fennel.
No, hold on. Wait, I haven't taught statistics.
Are you Miss Emmy or Miss Fennel?
Hypothetical statistic. And there's hypothetical and experimental. Hypothetically, you've got a 1 in 2 chance of when you flip a coin, it'll be 50-50. But then when you actually do the experiment, there's experimental.
So are you Miss Emmy?
No.
You're Miss Fennel.
Miss Fennel.
Okay.
Miss E, if you're nasty.
That is so good.
I did a summer camp one time and the kids called me Miss E.
Oh.
But they would just say Miss E.
I mean, I probably would do the same thing. Not even meaning any disrespect. I would just Missy. You know?
I would call you Miss B.
Because I'm a bitch.
Yeah. Well, no, I meant beautiful. Beautiful. Miss Beautiful.
No, I'm sure.
Wow. That was really beautiful, Clinton. You're such a sweetheart now. You've really turned a leaf.
I'm quite the poet.
So, I love that, we see all these Spider-Men come from different universes, different walks of life. And this is, Sony did it first. Let's be real. Sony did it first. Sorry, No Way Home. But Sony took took him, not like the biggest well-known Spider-Man. Spider-Gwen, yes. Spider-Man, yes. Spider-Ham, Spider-Noir, whatever that.
Noir is popular.
Yeah, okay, but to the untrained Spider eyes. I just thought it was so great. And they hey Miles, you're not ready. They even tied him up in his dorm room and said, dude, you're not ready. Sit back. We're gonna continue. We're gonna do our thing. And Miles, using his brain, and his dad talks to him, knocks on after his uncle passes, and his dad, that beautiful scene where you can see them on both sides of the wall. And my God, it hit. It was emotional and it was almost like his Ben Parker right there, and I hate to make that tie-in, but just the emotional relationship he has with his father, someone who really, really just wants what's best for Miles. Especially talking about his academics and going to school, and also, hey, I don't know. It was beautifully done. This movie just gets all the points in the world for animation to me. It is the most beautiful animated movie I've ever seen. If we could get this animation style for What If, I probably would turn a huge leaf, because it is just an absolute, I don't know. But anyway, I love the way it was shot. I love this emotional impact that this scene brought.
It took 180 animators to do this animation. Wow.
I did not know that.
The most ever, I think.
I wish I could shake all their hands. And I'm not being funny. I think they are just... this is the most beautiful comic book movie that I've ever seen, I probably would say.
The way that they layered it makes it seem almost like it's 3D at times. The way that they layered it also makes it seem like such a comic book.
You're flipping through the pages.
Yeah. Well, and like you print once with the black, and then you print on top of that with the different colors. Like that's how they used to make comic books.
They used to save ink that way. I think they used to actually in order to save ink, they would do that. They would print in that certain way where they didn't have to fill in as much. Yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
So the layers to me, it's so pretty.
It's jarring at the beginning, I won't lie. And you quickly fall in love with it, because the frames, it's not 60 frames or 30 frames. There's sometimes where it feels like I'm flipping through the pages, where it's almost a little staggered, and it kind of throws you off for a second, but it almost feels like you're reading the story and you're getting more into it. And then it becomes seamless and it's beautiful. I thought that was an interesting but really well done choice in animation style. Yeah.
The intro too, I thought that's where you were going to go. The way that the intro is so jarring.
The Sony logo, the Columbia logo, the Columbia Pictures logo, where it was they just right away, they said, this is a different Spider-Man movie. You know what I mean? And the art team set the tone right away, even before there's any plot points, before you're tied to any characters, before you realize Miles Morales is just absolutely amazing. And before you get into any of that, it's immediately like, you ready? You ready? Because this is not this is not your mama's Spider-Man. And I loved it. I that's a really good point, Emmy.
It's interesting, too, because the glitchiness really reminded me, and this is why I was willing to make that bet with you, really reminded me of the post-credits scene in Venom 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looked very similar to me. The glitches were the same glitches.
I could see that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I just really, really love when, and I know I talked about it briefly as well, but Miles being able to come into his own, both not only with his powers, because we see him slowly get there and literally be trained by Peter Parker to get there, you know, and like he falls, he gets himself back up, he's learning on the fly, but also the way his suit is designed, where he literally does, I'm not going to be Spider-Man. Like he wore the mask, he wore the suit that was too small for him, you know, yet he still wanted to be his own Spider-Man. He could easily just, hey, I'm going to be the new Spider-Man. I'm going to wear that red and blue suit and the crazy big eyes. And he's like, no, this all black with that red spray paint honestly is one of my favorite Spider-Man suits ever. And I dig the message it's sending as well. Be your own Spider-Man, be your own, you know, like it's, you know, don't try to fit into the other mold, be yourself, because that's the most beautiful thing in the entire world. And I don't know, maybe I'm looking too far into it. I have a tendency to do that, but I just love that Miles is Miles Morales Spider-Man. He's not, he's not a carbon copy. He's not Peter Parker 2.0 or the next generation Peter. Yes, he's smart, but he's incredibly artistic and just, I don't know. And we see that with his suit here.
I didn't realize that he's a middle schooler.
No, he's not.
Good God.
In this movie, he's a middle schooler.
He's a high schooler. No, he's not.
Yes, he's a middle schooler. He says to his dad, why can't I just go back to blah, blah, blah middle school? He's a middle schooler.
Mm.
Promise. Mm. Promise. He's a middle schooler. All right. Okay.
Hey, leave a comment on our Patreon. We'll let who won or lost know. But yeah, I'm curious. Or tweet us.
I'm telling you, he's a middle schooler. He says, why can't I go back to blah, blah, blah middle school? Which, for as a middle school teacher, I could not imagine any of my kids taking on the mantle of Spider-Man. Knoxville would be burned to the ground.
Oh, you're right. He's a 14-year-old middle school student.
Are you serious?
He's in eighth grade. Yeah. Yep.
That is
crazy. I told you I was right.
How old? This says how old is Miles Morales in Into the Spider-Verse? It says 13 years old. When Miles Morales first becomes Spider-Man, he is 13 years old. And thus, when we first meet him in the comics and in the Spider-Verse. It says 13.
Either way, I was right.
You're right.
He's a middle schooler. Wow.
That is insane. Oh my God. I just, the mannerisms, the way he talks, and obviously he's a smart kid, but just like, I would definitely say like sophomore. I'd probably say like freshman or sophomore in high school.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought, freshman.
Wow.
Well, I bring up the middle schoolness because the awkwardness of him finding out his powers, like that little bit of his story.
It's puberty.
That's
a good point. That's a very good point. Yeah, that's a
good point.
Oh my God. Yeah. Get
you usually hit puberty in middle school.
Oh, I did.
I hit mine in elementary school.
Lose your mind. Listen, seventh graders.
I hit mine in pre-K. Anymore.
They're aliens.
I hit mine in pre-K. I was 4 years old and I was like, hey, Cindy, how are you doing? You know, it just
and Miles Morales is African-American and Puerto Rican.
Mm-hmm. His mom is Puerto Rican and his father.
Yes. And I love this movie really showed that. Mm-hmm. Like it got us some time with his parents. Obviously his dad, because he was a big part of the story, but we got the Spanish speaking mom too. So it incorporated that. And I do love back to the suit thing real quick is that they did it well. They did a full circle. Like he loved to do art and spray paint. And that's what he did with one of the suits that Aunt May gives him he just spray paints over it and makes it his own.
And it's beautiful.
And I love that touch too. It's kind of messy. It's not like perfectly sewn and stuff like that. It's just his take because that's what he does.
Small nitpick. There's not time for that right now, Miles. Come on. Small nitpick. Like you got to go save the planet. Like
Yeah, but there's like four other ones trying to do that. He's good. He's got time.
You brought up the Spanish. I want to teach you guys.
Oh, no.
I don't want to learn.
I don't know if I would trust you to teach anyone Spanish, Emmy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fair. Are you a Spanish teacher?
Nope. I'm trying to teach myself Spanish.
Disclaimer.
And it's not going well.
Yeah. She's like, welcome to the library. Anytime we welcome a new patron. And it doesn't make any sense, but it's all we got.
Bienvenidos. At least I know that word. All right. So at one point, the mom says to Miles, tú sabes que él te quiere mucho, which means what, guys?
Don't take too much Taco Bell to your bedroom.
No, it means, you know, he loves you very much. It's when he comes home after Peter Parker has died.
Now I feel like a jerk.
Yeah.
Don't feel like a jerk. It's animated.
Well, I hear Cuero, and I remember like Yo Cuero Taco Bell. Yo Quiero Taco Bell. Yeah, like I remember that with the little Chihuahua. That was a huge thing when we were younger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they even sold like Chihuahua dogs, like little plush Chihuahuas. Like, they made a whole damn slew of money from a Chihuahua speaking Spanish at a Taco Bell. Anyway, genius.
A new mucho.
Another one.
Much.
And now I can't find it.
Mi gusto.
There's another one that Scorpion says. Scorpion says.
From Mortal Kombat?
No.
Get over here.
Is that his name? Yeah.
Can you say get over here? What's get over here in Spanish, Emmy? Just make it up, even if you don't know. Just make it up. Just make it. I'll
El caballo está en fuego.
Say it like.
Horse is on fire.
That's the same thing. It's the same thing. All right, cool.
No, Scorpion says, Nanito. Dale, preparate a morir, which means what?
I want a big taste of that rear.
Wow.
I forget what Dale means, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
A sour cream rear.
The Dalai Lama?
Ah, a dollop of sour cream?
I think
cream?
It's give it. Give it? So it's like, little boy, give it. Preparate a morir.
I thought you were teaching us, Emmy.
Yeah. I am. I'm teaching you. That's what I'm doing right now.
I don't feel like I'm being taught.
Little boy,
get it over here.
Give it to me. Prepare to die.
Damn it.
Okay.
Well, that sucks.
Hold on.
He's going to die.
Get over here.
Oh, we're going to learn get over here in Spanish.
Get over here.
Then conmigo. That means come with me.
Hold on. He's asking the official translator.
Yeah, I don't hear it.
No.
Am I not an official translator?
I would.
I know. Oh, get over here. I mean, these nuts.
I hate you so much.
I have to. It's Vanikwai. Just get over here.
It doesn't sound.
I have a French. I have a D's nuts joke today. I thought of you, Emmy.
Hold on. Get over here in Spanish. Here it is. It's going to play for every listener. Here it is.
Okay.
Ven aquí.
Ven aquí. Oh, yeah. I was ven close. Aquí. I said ven conmigo.
Ven aquí. Nice. Thanks, Google Translator. Anything else you guys want to know?
It's not as intimidating if Scorpion says it now.
Ven aquí.
That can still be pretty intimidating.
Fair. Is it? Okay, hold on. Here's one more.
Emmy es un idiota.
Okay, I'm not.
Emmy's a douche.
You hijo de puta.
Emmy es un idiota.
It goes slower the second time. I love it.
Yeah, I heard it the first
time.
Hey,
dumb bitch.
Oh,
this is how you say it.
Yeah. Hey, you dumb bitch in Spanish. Maybe we need. We'll know punta.
Hola, tu puta. Estúpida.
Okay, here we go. Hey, you dumb bitch. Here it is.
Oye, perra tonta. Perra tonta.
Oye, perra tonta. Hey, you dumb bitch.
That's a new word. I learned the other day. I learned bandera. It's flag.
Nice. That's great. It's wonderful. Why did you look that up?
One of my kids told me.
Okay.
I try to employ my kids into teaching me Spanish.
It works. You know.
Unwillingly.
Yeah.
While they're trying to learn math.
have a story to tell you guys real quick.
Okay. What you got?
So I was on my way today. I had a doctor's appointment today. And so I called before I went to my doctor's appointment, and I called to ask if I could get my booster since I was already going to be there. And they said, yeah. And then, so you have to wait a certain amount of time anyway after you get it, just like with a vaccine. And they were like, that'd work out perfect because you have an appointment after if you can get here a little earlier. So I went to get to my doctor's appointment. I was going to get my booster. I'm at the stop sign right before I get to the doctor's office. And this isn't, it's whatever. I'm not trying to be political or anything. Like, everyone has their stance and you believe what you believe. That's fine. I'm behind a truck at the stop sign that has all kinds of bumper stickers on their truck about various topics, mm-hmm. political topics. And there is one on the back of the truck that says vaccine these nuts. And I immediately thought of Emmy and the irony of me going to get my vaccine when I'm on my way there. And then, was hilarious.
Oh, booster these nuts would be great as well. I really like that. That's awesome. Hey,
good Lord.
Whatever aisle you fall on, you got a vaccine these nuts.
That's funny.
You're almost like, you know, I don't agree, but that's funny. Or I agree and that's funny. I don't know. Wherever side of the aisle, it's still funny. Vaccine these nuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have an important question, though.
God, that would hurt.
Did the truck have truck nuts?
Oh, yeah.
No, but it did give off that small peen energy. It was a big old truck.
Oh, I can bring back the country music again where we talk about
small peen energy.
SDE.
I am compensating in this truck to make up for what I don't have where it matters. You know, because built Ford Tough. That's what I did.
And they probably didn't like the vaccine because when no.
Stay away.
Not going to work. Not a joke. That'll work. Nope.
Yeah,
just you're going to leave it there.
I saw you like literally like, no. That one failed.
Nope. Ding, ding, ding.
No. clear that one.
It's so, like a typewriter.
Exactly.
Ding. Nope.
Yeah. That was actually perfect. You did that one part and then, okay. Anyway, that was surprisingly, would have thought we rehearsed that shit. Yeah, I love, though, this amazing epic battle, the colors, the animation, just everything.
The final battle?
Yeah, like everything's just pop. What? Am I there too soon? Sorry.
Are we at the final battle now?
No, we can go at the first battle. We can go at the second battle. What is the first battle? I don't know. I like when they're escaping and he's whipping a web and Spider-Man has sweatpants on. You know, like,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like that was really hysterical to me because his
pants. And I love the words thwip.
Thwip.
That's the common comic thing they do.
Yeah, and they used it.
In the Marvel comics when he swings at thwip.
Yeah,
shoots his web.
Shout out to one of our listeners, thwip, thwip.
Thwip, thwip.
Yeah, I just...
I want you to add bitch to that.
Thwip, thwip, bitch.
Thwip, thwip.
Thwip, 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 bitch.
Oh, that sounds like a new rap song. I like it. Is there... Yeah, sorry.
Did you guys notice that he doesn't have the speech bubbles, like none of the... comic accurate like things happen until after he gets bitten by the spider?
I did not notice that. That's a damn good catch.
Oh, I love how this movie too subverts your expectations, because like when he gets bit, you're like, the music builds up and he's like, oh, and then he just slaps it like
yes, oh my god,
it's supposed to be this big moment, and they do that a couple times in this movie.
Yeah,
so like the music heightens and mm-hmm. then it's like, nope.
And it's exactly to your point, subverting expectations.
Yes.
You know, like
I love when any movie does that, live action or animated. I love that.
It felt like Sony just got to like, hey, who gives a shit? We're in the MCU now. Let's just make a fun movie that, you know, that we would want to watch. And somehow they pulled out like something better than they made ever. How is that?
I don't understand how this was Sony.
Yeah.
Here we are. Here we are again.
Yeah.
With the MCU stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm not trying to be that way, but Sony has not had a great track record.
No, I mean it as a compliment. It's like Sony, when they just literally like, fuck it. You know what I mean? When they just like, let's just make what we want. They're not trying to cater. Because I didn't feel like they were trying to cater at all. It's like, let's just do what we want to do. It was amazing. They hired the right writers. They had a wonderful voice cast, and they had a great animation style. And mm-hmm. guess what? Didn't they win an Academy Award for animation?
I think so.
It was. They won an Oscar. They're the first people
Academy Award is an
animation.
Oscar. It's the same thing.
To win an Oscar. I know. Okay. Wasn't Disney or Pixar since Rango.
Wow.
Sorry, nice. I read that today and didn't write it down.
Rango.
I'm sure. Did Amy Pascal have anything to do with this?
It did say Pascal Pictures. Didn't it?
Okay.
At one point, I thought it did. I could be wrong there, but I thought I remember reading that.
Because her and Kevin have a good partnership.
Yeah, I think.
Did you read the shit that came out about their when Kevin had this whole idea to bring, like, they axed The Amazing Spider-Man 3 and then axed.
Okay.
Like, with an axe, like, shing.
Okay. I was just making sure.
Can you do that sound effect again?
Shing.
It sounds like it's a dull axe. You need to sharpen it. Shing. There it is.
Shing.
Shing.
The story came out about Kevin Feige had a whole pitch about bringing him into the MCU in a partnership, and he met with Amy Pascal and wanted to, like, you need to shut down, like, what you're doing with Spider-Man movies and let us take over.
Damn.
When he went in that office, she threw a sandwich at him when he pitched it. Like, she was pissed.
What?
You didn't read that?
No.
Yeah. And then a week later, she called him back and was like, we're going to go forward with it. And that's really what.
Now, was it the hacking that made them push forward, though? Because I know, like, there was this huge thing. If you guys don't remember, there was that movie about it was with James Franco, weirdly enough, and Seth Rogen. It was like The Dictator. And basically, so they got hacked.
The Interview.
Oh, The Interview. That's what it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're spot on. And so Sony gets hacked, and there's all these emails that leak. And one of the things is, like, MCU Spider-Man was almost a thing, but Sony said thanks, but no thanks. And fans lost their shit, said, no, screw you, Sony. It was like this huge uproar. I wonder if that had I've always thought that had a huge part to do with it.
Probably.
We'll never know. We'll never know fully, but I definitely think, Sony's back was against the walls. The walls.
Many of them. No matter where they turned, their back was against the wall.
I mean, basically.
Many a wall.
Just
many,
stuck in a closet.
Till the sweat dropped down my walls.
You said she threw a sandwich.
Kevin Feige calls.
And all these MCU fans falls.
Motherfucker. Somewhere in there.
thwit, motherfucker. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
He said she threw a sandwich at him. In this movie, Miles throws a bagel at one of the workers at Alchemy.
And it goes, dong, and it says, or ding.
No, it says bagel.
No, it says
it
bagel?
No, it says doesn't. Bagel when they're hit with the bagel.
That's awesome.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yep.
That whole escape scene was awesome.
Yeah. Did you also notice that Gwen Stacy is wearing ballet shoes?
Yes. That's what she does in the comics.
I love.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
We need a live action Gwen Stacy, and there's rumors that they're talking about bringing Emma Stone
Emma Stone is going to do it?
Those rumors, they want to bring her in to do
from another universe?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
I loved her so much in Easy A that
I love her in everything.
She can do anything. Yeah.
Zombieland?
Oh my God. Yeah.
She's so good.
Zombieland.
Easy A was phenomenal.
Anything
she's in, super bad. I think she would play a Gwen, like, because she's that cocky, confident girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she lost
down.
Her
I'd
Peter.
Be down. She she never had a Peter. Girls have the chinas.
The jeans.
Oh, is that from that, like, Full House episode? Girls have vaginas. Isn't that, like... What was that from? There was like a meme with that for a while.
Somebody in my family said that.
I don't think it was that. I don't think they were behind.
I think I learned it in Sunday school.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was kindergarten cop. Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina. And the way he says vagina is very enunciated. It's like uncomfortably enunciated.
The person in my family said vagina.
Vaginas. Like vaginas.
The word vagina just sounds juicy. They nailed it with that word.
Oh,
man. This got weird.
It's the j. It's the vagina. Yeah.
ASMR, but Clinton just says vagina and slow.
Vagina over and over again. Even though he's just never seen one.
Yes, I have.
He was, when he was,
I was
born.
Engaged to a woman, remember?
Oh, right.
You don't remember that? No.
I do remember that now that you've said it, but
I thought you guys were
saving yourselves for marriage.
Oh, we did. You can do a lot of things besides that, waiting for marriage.
Oh, that is not. No. You sinner.
I want to call them spaghetti and meatballs right now, but that's not their name.
Penis and vagina is what you're thinking, I think, right?
No. It's, Shadooby. Oh. I just went down a weird path on the internet.
Search results may vary.
Yeah. They varied too much. Okay. I'm going to stop with that and we'll just act like that didn't happen. Okay. Sorry, guys.
Sounds great. So much just craziness going on when he's learning how to become Spider-Man. Obviously, he's being told to sit down. Spider-Gwen, I would love to see it in live action. I would. And Emma Stone
could
do it.
Would you like Emma Stone to do it?
Yes, I would love Emma Stone to do it. I think she could do it a phenomenal job. I
want the shaved side of the head, though.
Oh, yeah. She could totally pull it off. You know what I mean? Like, and I think it would be absolutely great. Speaking of Spider-Gwen, though, when he's like hitting on her and he's like, you know, just put your hand on her shoulder. Just look at her and just go, hey. And I love when he does it. And she's just like, fuck, dude, what are you doing?
And it's a mid conversation. I feel like that would be the thing you do at the beginning if you're going to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
don't do it.
Yeah. I think don't do it is the best answer. But then beginning of the conversation is the second best answer. And then middle of the conversation, very, very last. That's like me talking to Clinton for 5 minutes.
Schooler.
Yeah. Oh, I do remember.
Yeah, that's fair.
I remember, I think, I don't count relationships before middle school a real thing, because I had a girlfriend that I called on the phone when I was in elementary school, but that wasn't a girlfriend.
I had a girlfriend in second grade and she broke up with me because I got glasses.
Four-eyed Clinton over here. I can't be caught. I can't be caught dead with that ass.
I looked like Froggy when I was little and I had glasses, like from the Little Rascals.
Oh my God, like the hair and everything.
Oh, man. I had that like raspy voice.
Is it He-Man Woman Haters Club?
Yeah.
Later, Mom.
Bye, Mom.
I had that raspy voice. It
sounded like you smoked a pack of Marlboros.
Like him. So I don't blame her looking back.
You know? She's like, nope, this Froggy motherfucker, I'm done. I'm looking for more of a... What was the guy that stole Darla away from Alfalfa? What was his name?
Oh, he little shit.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that movie in so long.
L is for the way you look at me. Like, oh my God. Darla crushing that can, son. I felt it. I was like, she's pissed. She just crushed that Coke can with her hand. We need to review Little Rascals.
Yes. Such a funny movie.
It really is. I haven't seen it in probably 10 years, but I would love to watch it again. I think it'd be fun.
We got to talk about, too, the differentiation. The differentiation? Is that a
differentiation
word?
Yeah.
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 Of Miles's powers versus the other Spider-Man.
We don't want to talk about middle school relationships that we had?
Oh, I can talk to you about. The first time I ever held a girl's hand, I asked her for permission. I was literally in the theater. I think we might have been.
You.
And I said, can I hold your hand? And she grabbed my hand. And that was it. Yeah, that was the first time.
Does Renee know about this bitch?
yeah, that's awkward. Renee, her name was Becca. And it was just.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I know her.
Do you know her? She's a year older than you.
Uh-huh. Yep. We were on the swim team together.
Oh, yeah. She was a swimmer. Yeah. That was my first, quote-unquote, girlfriend. Yeah. I held her hand. And that was awkward as hell. Yeah.
I have a picture of my first kiss because it was a dare on a bus ride to Six Flags when I was in seventh grade with Chase S.
No.
There were a lot of Chases at our school. Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
That's
it. And then we dated afterwards, and like we would ride the bus home together, and when he would get off the bus, we'd like make out, and it was just like straight up, just open mouth, straight on open mouth. Disgusting.
Was it like Lloyd and Mary
Christina Swan? Would just like watch us like intently, like
what the fuck? Middle schoolers are so weird. They're so weird. We were all so weird in middle school.
Middle schoolers are so weird.
My first kiss was in middle school, and I kissed a girl by the lockers, and there was a girl that crushed on me really hard, and she told me, and I said, well, if it don't work out with this girl that I like, then maybe I'll talk to you. And she slapped me across the face.
You deserved it. You deserved it. I hate to say it, Clinton, but you deserve to get smacked there. Like, I'm second. I'm literally the side bitch. Slap, right?
I also remember vividly in middle school, it must have been eighth grade, at the end of seventh grade. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't even know when this could have been. In the middle of eighth grade, probably. I got into a relationship with somebody, and like then Christmas break happened or something. And so like he was like, do you want to be my girlfriend? I was like, yep. And then we never talked again.
Wow.
Literally. So honestly, Emilio, if you're out there.
Hey, thank you for being a patron of ours. We really appreciate it, Emilio.
Well, and I think that basically we're common law married now because we never broke up.
I want my money, bitch.
You have a 25-year-old.
You have a
hopefully
child.
Hopefully, he's rich now, and you can take everything he has.
Yeah, that's great. So talking about the different powers, Clinton, differentiate between Miles and the rest of the Spider-Man on what makes his powers unique.
So Miles has the Venom Strike.
You stole the one that I was going to say. Yep, that's exactly
the electric.
Mm-hmm.
And he also has invisibility. And I love that they showcase this and him being so young and trying to learn how to
harness it.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that here. And this is another reason I want a live action Miles Morales, because I love his powers. And I don't know any of you out there that play PlayStation. If you played the Miles Morales game, it was just as phenomenal as the Spider-Man PS4 game. It's just shorter, mm-hmm. but it was so awesome. And I'm reminded too that Sony makes that. So that's another place that Sony has knocked the ball out of the park is those games. Hey,
amazing. Let me give proper credit. Insomniac. I know it's probably a division of Sony. Yeah, I understand it that. Is. But it is. Still Insomniac.
Fair enough.
That studio is doing class A work. That is the reason why I want a PlayStation is Insomniac. It really does. Everything they've done with the Spider-Man series.
Well, they're doing the animation and but I'm sure Sony has a play in it.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah.
Those stories in those games, it's like playing a comic book. I mean, it's just they do their own take, but the story sucks you. The gameplay's phenomenal.
Oh, the story sucks phenomenal. You.
Well, story
can suck me anytime. Story.
Oh.
You said the story sucks you, and you didn't say anything after that.
Oh, the story sucks you in, and the
sucks you off.
That's why I love the game.
Every time you play, there's a happy ending.
This was an exclusive. You have to pay $20 more when you buy it, but it's worth it.
it's part of the DLC. The dick licking content.
The customization, but it's just an all around. The story. Well, the first one when I played the Spider-Man PS4 game, I cried.
Mm-hmm.
That story had me cry. It's so sad.
Can I ask, how old's Miles Morales in the Spider-Man Miles Morales game?
He's not a middle schooler. He's got to be in.
He looks older. I've seen screenshots of him. So he looks at least high school, if not even older.
Yeah.
So
I'll do a goog.
Oh, we got a goog going on. It just sounded like a fart.
It does. It sounds. I listened to Sibling Rivalry with Bob the Drag Queen and Monet Exchange. And they used to do fans in their episodes. And one of them was like, no, every time you do that, it just sounds like a fart.
Clinton, do it one more time, please. Clinton, I need to hear that. Can you make the fan?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, here you go. Here you go. Oh, that one was.
Oh, that one was shitty.
There it is. Yeah, that one's good.
We're gonna have like people when
he's 17 in the game.
Oh, okay. Okay, see, that's kind of how old I thought he was in this. Maybe probably more 15, 16, but still.
Faster at the goog.
Sounds, these, I don't know why fans sounded like.
Right. We're just going to make fart noises the rest of the episode.
I'm a 10-year-old. Fart noises still make me laugh.
Oh, I think it's a guy thing, man.
Is it?
My dad, I've told you stories, right, with my dad.
Yeah.
He used to think they were a movie, if anyone did it in person, he would just horse laugh.
Yeah.
We would be driving down the road. This was my dad's humor. We'd be driving down the road. Mm-hmm. He'd be driving. I'd be in the passenger seat. And he would just start laughing. And I'm like, what's funny? And then I'd smell the fart. And then I would try to roll down the window and he'd lock the fucking windows and just be horse laughing driving down the road.
He sounds amazing, honestly.
It's not just a guy thing. It's not.
Okay.
Because I don't know how many times kids have farted in my classroom. And honestly,
and you giggle.
I'm so thankful for the mask now because
you can smile real big.
They can't see me absolutely.
You can tell when someone's laughing though.
Oh, but yeah. Oh, but you can hide a lot. You
can hide.
You can definitely hide a lot more than if you didn't have that mask on. So, oh, that's so great. So the culmination of all these Spider-Men's getting what would we call all these collection of Spider-Gwen, Spider-Ham, Spider-Noir, Spider-Man.
Spiders people.
Oh, I like it. I like it. All culminates in
this Spider-Versians.
I like that too. It culminates in this final battle, which is incredible.
But which one do you like more?
Who's your favorite out of these? Mine's Miles.
Oh, I thought you meant your favorite out of me and Clint.
That's what I thought you were asking me. Miles is definitely the winner for this. He was fantastic. I need to see this Miles in a bigger, I don't know. I'm looking forward to Across. I am, but I really want to see more of this Miles Morales.
In live action?
Yeah, I really do. Like, okay. A coworker and I, here's where No Hey Home spoilers come into
play. No Hey Home.
No Hey Home spoilers come in. And I just want you guys to be aware. A coworker of mine, we wrote down our predictions for Spider-Man No Way Home. And when we were, it was like bold predictions, like things no one was talking about. And she said, and we gave each other sticky notes and we read them to each other the next day. So we got there Thursday. We both saw the movie. We went in. She was right. She said, Aunt May's going to die. I was like, holy shit. You called it. I'm glad I didn't open the sticky note before because I would have been like, fuck, spoiler. Aunt May's going to die. And I wrote, Miles Morales is going to be shown in the MCU. Now, and I did not think he was going to be a huge focal point, obviously. I did not think he was going to be. I thought he might have been an end credit scene. Like, you know, just Donald Glover walking with his nephew and talking to him or spray painting the side of a building. And that's it. You know, that would have been enough for me I would have loved to see that. And I wasn't disappointed with anything with No Way Home. I don't want to sound like that, but golly, I really would have loved that. Not only did you set up the past and the present, but you could have set up the future with Spider-Man, with Miles Morales. I thought that would have been such a cool movie to do it in, you know? And I really need to see Miles Morales in the MCU. I'm like almost really, really, I need to see it. I need Peter Parker now to almost be his real age of like 24, 25. And I need a 15, 16 year old Miles Morales to take over.
Tom Holland's rooting for that.
I want it.
He wants more diversity in the Spider-Man role because he said people are tired of what did he say? I can't remember, but basically like people have seen Peter Parker over and over. We need something else.
It's time to freshen it up. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Can I say something that I need to put it in the universe so that it happens because I'm going to be pissed if it doesn't.
Okay.
If Miles Morales, when we see him live action, if Donald Glover is not attached, I'm going to be livid.
I think he will.
I love him so much. I love everything that he's acted in. I love all of his music.
Childish Gambino is insanely good.
Mm-hmm. I was a huge Childish Gambino fan. Mm-hmm. For
well,
a few years.
People petitioned for him for a while to be Miles Morales back in the day, and mm-hmm. then it didn't happen, and they cast him as Aaron Davis in the MCU. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, if they're going to bring him into the MCU, we have to have him as the Prowler.
Oh, I completely agree. There's no way they could do it. There's no other way they could do it without him, especially setting it up in Homecoming. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
But he's kind of taken a step back, and he's a dad now, and he's kind of, so like, I'm worried that he's going to be like, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. I don't, but like
that mom.
Oh, so when you become a dad, you can't act anymore.
Well, but like, he's kind of taken a step back to focus on his family, kind of the same way that Macklemore
has. Oh, it makes me sad.
You know that Marvel.
I know.
Marvel.
He did release that song. He has been working on an album again with Ryan Lewis.
I saw that.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
You know, like, they Marvel just backed that Brinks truck up to Donald Glover's house, and he'll be like, oh, you know just, what?
Yeah, I can do it. It pisses me off when artists that I like stop making the art that I love and consume to have families. Like, how selfish of you.
I'm
honest. Technically, we don't know if he can come back. I mean, Sony actually owns the movie rights to Miles Morales and Aaron Davis. So we don't know because I would love to see a
Sony owns
story,
the right.
Like an origin Miles Morales story, and have the uncle in there and stuff. But that would probably lean more towards Sony doing it than Marvel.
After this movie, I'm okay with it. You know what I mean?
But Marvel had a lot of direction in this movie.
I have a dumb question.
Are you talking about Spider-Verse?
Correct. Yes.
That's animation though. When have we seen them knock it out of the park with a live action?
Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 1. At that time, that was great. At that time.
That's all we knew though.
I know. I know it hasn't aged the best. And honestly, we even loved The Amazing Spider-Man 2. We thought it was, maybe love is a strong word, but we liked it a lot.
I just love Andrew Garfield.
Yeah. I'm not willing to give up complete hope yet. I think Sony can do it. And this movie gives me a lot of hope. I know it's animated, but I'd be willing to bet on it at least for a little bit.
I have a dumb question.
No such thing.
There are dumb questions.
No, there's not.
So, okay.
Brandon's a manager. So people probably come to him like, I have a dumb question. He's like, there's no such thing as a dumb question.
If you
in your mind, you're like, what's this dumbass asking?
If
me?
You don't know, then it's not dumb. That's my opinion. If you don't know, it's not dumb. It's wrong.
For if you don't know, but if you know wrongly.
What is a giraffe? That's my question. I'm kidding.
You dumb bitch.
I want to be Giraffe Man so bad. Huh? I want to be Giraffe Man so bad and throw up really slow and awkward to my adversaries.
No. Okay. So what is the relationship currently between the MCU and the Sonyverse? Because they are separate entities, correct?
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So like Venom, Let There Be Carnage and Venom. Mm-hmm. Like that happens in a completely separate universe.
That's Sony, in the MCU. Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
And we know how that turned out.
Is this in the Sonyverse?
Which what?
Spider-Verse.
Yes.
Yes. It's in the Sonyverse.
And then the rumored Spider-Gwen would be in the Sonyverse.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Then do we expect, if there's a live action Miles Morales, that would be in the Sonyverse?
Yes. That's what I was saying.
Okay.
Could they own the movie rights to him?
So could they not just get Donald Glover and be like,
but they have introduced Donald Glover as Aaron Davis in the MCU.
In the MCU.
With a shared property. So
but
I would be hopeful.
Morbius, Michael Keaton.
Yes.
Sorry, Michael Keaton's
Which is Vulture. I'm dumbfounded by it because I don't know how that's going to work.
So yeah, I guess
they could make it work.
The dumb question is how well are they going to play together, and how is the multiverse going to pull them together closer than we think?
They have a good relationship. I know that they're right now at good terms.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I think that's the $1 million question for everybody. I don't think you're wrong at all. I think exactly
not a dumb question.
No, it's not a dumb
not
question
at all.
I think everyone's figuring that out as we go, you know, and I think we're all going to figure it out movie by movie. And I think maybe sometimes Sony and Marvel are figuring that out, maybe movie to movie or phase by phase. But yeah, I definitely think they can mingle with one another, and I think they can play in each other's universes a little bit. And I think that's the exciting thing. We can see crossovers like Michael Keaton's Vulture, Donald Glover's Prowler, hopefully, you know, so yeah. I would love to see that. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. It is a lot sometimes to keep straight in your brain.
Oh yeah.
Like, and this movie, I don't think helped anything. Nobody. Wait, so is this in the, oh God, now I've confused myself again. I had it all straight.
You had it. Just re-listen to the podcast, Amy. Just be like, oh yeah, now I got it again.
Okay. But can we just like rewind for 5 seconds?
Sure.
No. Okay. So Spider-Verse, this is happening in the Sony-verse.
Yes.
Correct.
Which is different than the Carnage verse.
No,
same.
All of it's the same. It's literally Sony playing ball in their world and then MCU.
Well, easy way to think of it. Tom Holland's are the ones they're sharing with Marvel. The ones Tom Holland is in is where Marvel is sharing, or they're sharing with Marvel.
Oh,
anything else is Sony.
Okay.
And Sony doesn't make it easy either when they put out a Morbius trailer and they're like, from the studio that brought you Spider-Man Homecoming, Spider-Man Far From Home. Yes. Like, fuck you. You're just, that annoys me to no end. Like, no, you didn't. Yes, it is technically true, but it's a technicality. And they're basically like, let's make money off of these movies that Marvel did for us. Yes.
The success of what Marvel did for Spider-Man. It makes sense,
but it annoys the shit out of me. And I'm sure it annoys the shit out of anyone that cares about these movies.
Or knows the difference, because your casual moviegoer ain't going to know the difference.
No, they're not. They're not. And that's what annoys me, because I feel like you're tricking those people. You know, like, oh, I love those Spider-Man movies. I loved Homecoming. I'll definitely check out Morbius. Then you see Morbius and you're like, the fuck? Now, Morbius comes out early January. Is that when it comes out?
Or something like that.
I'm curious how that one's going to be.
I don't have high hopes.
The trailer's making me nervous. It's really making me nervous.
Same.
I talked to my mom today and I told her, because I was trying to do a real quick rewatch right before we hopped on here, mm-hmm. of Spider-Verse. And she was like, oh, I've heard great things about that. I was like, oh, nope, that's a different movie. You've heard great things about No Way Home.
Yeah, exactly. Like Morbius. Now, it could work. And I hope it does. I want Jared Leto to hit a home run somewhere in the comic book landscape. Because the Joker...
It was not it.
So I'm really hoping it does work out. I really am. I'm rooting for that movie, because I want Sony to, like, I honestly want a great side universe with Spider-Man characters. I honestly really, really do. Like, I'm rooting for it at this point. I love Marvel Studios to be able to have their hands on Venom? Yes. But at the same time, if they can incorporate such amazing storytelling on their own branch and swing back and forth between universes, hell yeah, dude, I'm all for that. So you know, because we don't have Fox anymore, we don't have that X-Men universe that's going on in the you know, like, I want, at least I think competition, even if it's friendly competition, it makes everyone better. And I would really like to see what Sony, I want Sony to be successful, and I hope Morbius is a good one for him. I really do.
Which, and there's a friendly competition between DC and Marvel.
Yeah.
it's just that Marvel has absolutely crushed the ever-living shit
I feel
out of DC.
DC is slowly coming to turn. They're slowly coming out of that rubble. Like, Joker with Joaquin Phoenix was horribly emotional, but it was a damn good story told on film. Shazam, even hokey at times, was still a fun ride.
That one was good.
And
the Suicide Squad was really good.
The Suicide Squad was the best one to date. And Matt Reeves' Batman, the new trailer just came out. We'll talk more on Adventures News. Looks phenomenal as well. So I'm really, really excited about what DC is. I feel like DC's finally starting to, okay, this is what we need to do. I feel like they're starting to piece it together a little bit. It may not be a universe per se, because it kind of feels a little scattered, but just make good movies and we'll figure it out along the way. And I'm really, really excited about that. Oh, and Flash,
like,
and Flashpoint, don't you say D's nuts, I swear to you. Don't you even. I saw you from a mile away thinking of that. But no, Flashpoint, especially with Michael Keaton's Batman coming back, and that's in the trailer, sorry if you didn't know that. I'm just excited for DC. I am. So DC, Sony, do you guys. I want you guys to do good. But Marvel Studios, at least right now, is king.
DC's nuts.
Yeah, you had to get it out. You had to get it out.
I had to. Yeah. Okay. Soundtrack for this movie. Amazing. I know we all touched on it a little bit, but I remember when this came out, Sunflower by Post Malone will forever be the soundtrack of that summer.
It's so good.
It is.
It's so good. It's so good.
So good. I love Post Malone. He looks like he would taste very bad, but.
And smell.
Yes. Yep. Probably. But I absolutely love him and his music.
His music is out of this world.
I used to make the warm-ups for one of my seventh grade teachers. And like warm-ups are so like they're boring. Like the kids would come in and open their Chromebooks and like it was an online warm-up. And so I was like, oh, I'm fun and hip and cool and with the kids. And so
hello,
I don't know why
my fellow
I was like,
kids.
I'm gonna start putting memes in. And so like the directions are like complete the following problems, but then there's also like a meme. I spent probably about 3 months of just like Toast Malone, Post Malone, Water Malone, like all
you need to stop. You're done.
All these different variations of Post Malone. And it's awful. The kids were like, you have to stop. And I was like, I will never. And then once I got through all of the Post Malone memes, I got to like T-Pain's real name is Tylenol Pain Relief.
Emmy, what the fuck?
Okay.
I haven't talked about the movie in a while.
I know. Okay. Hold on. I'll get there. Because I was talking about Post Malone. That's where this came from.
Okay.
My friend who I created all of these warm-ups for, she still uses them, but she's at a different school now. And her kids, she'll send me a text every once in a while and be like, the kids really hated the Post Malone stuff.
Well, no shit.
And they all think it's her. And she has to be like, no, this is one of my co-teachers from a couple years ago. She's awful. But anyway, okay. The music in this movie, that's mm-hmm. where I was trying to go.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yes, it is.
The Post Malone.
I feel like the soundtrack fits Miles' style.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's what they were focusing on, because the big songs you get with like most of the song plays is scenes with Miles in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like he's debating things or trying to figure himself out or learning.
Like, you know, what do you do to relax? And he starts singing it. Well, he sings like I do. Like, well, you only pick up on certain words.
There's a song too. Like, what's up? Is it What's Up Danger? Like, What's Up Danger? Like, that song had me fucking hyped as shit when that song was playing. I'd say this is one of the best Spider-Man soundtracks since the original Spider-Man.
Since the original.
Yep. I'm sorry. Can't beat the original, at least in the soundtrack form. But I really like.
Especially the Nickelback song.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't Nickelback. It was Chad Kroeger and Josie Scott. Chad Kroeger and Josie Scott. I am so high.
I can see heaven.
Oh my God.
I am so high.
I love that we get on topic for a split second. We're like, Chad Kroeger, let's sing.
All right.
Figures out who he is. Final battle.
Mm-hmm.
Shows up. But we don't see him.
No, we don't.
I was, even this time, I was like, "What? Why is her claw hitting her?
Yeah. Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself.
Yeah.
Stop hitting yourself.
Stop doing it. Just stop doing it.
The colors, back to your point earlier, Brandon, were great here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The final battle.
Yep.
I even wrote that and the colors.
Just this whole style. It's just a fun damn time. It really is. I can't get over it. And it's one of those movies that's hard to do justice in audio form. It really is, because there's so much visually being thrown at you. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, and I know you're probably like, why didn't they say this? Why didn't you say that? This movie is one of those, I would really say, just watch it and enjoy it. It's like trying to describe someone. It's trying to describe someone painting. You know what I mean? Like it's hard for me to do that.
I do have a couple more things that I want to bring up.
how am I to convey Van Gogh?
Yeah, audio? I'm being serious. That's how I felt. And I think that's an ultimate compliment. It's just so much good beauty going on at all times and so much hilarity. But I don't know. It works.
Did you guys notice a certain number that kept popping up?
23? 69.
Call. 420?
No. These nuts.
You're close.
23? 24.
No. 42 kept popping up. Uh-huh. In the beginning, there's the lottery and the ball that it picks is 42. The spider has 42 on it before it bites him. There's the point when he falls and and the numbers beside him are 4.
That's what
and
I was trying to think was that that's what I was thinking of. And it wasn't 23. It was 42.
It is. Yeah. 42, which is the answer to the life or to life, the universe and everything from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Nice.
Which is a fantastic movie.
Mm-hmm.
Was that their purpose in doing that in this?
I didn't see.
You don't have a follow up.
Let me just relate it.
It was just 42 was everywhere. I'm assuming it's from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. There's a point when there's a subway stop and it's at 42nd Street. It's just the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Okay, 42.
What, do you have anything about it?
I just looked it up in a reference to the baseball legend Jackie Robinson's jersey number. He was a barrier-smashing black superhero in baseball, and Miles is a color-smashing black superhero in Spider-Man comics.
Love
director
that.
Peter Ramsey said in the interview with Insider.
I love that.
That's awesome.
Jackie Robinson is still observed every year in baseball. Like, everyone wears the number 42 on Jackie Robinson Day. It's so cool. It is such a really cool... And the fact that they saw what a real life superhero Jackie Robinson was for breaking those barriers and you know, just
relating it to Miles. How, that's cool as shit.
It just makes me love that is such a nice chef's kiss, Sony.
Wish that I would have done that research.
Yeah, that's
so that I could
really, I literally just Googled it real fast and it was
okay
there.
Well, you hopped on 25 minutes before we said we were going to, so I was still doing the researchy stuff. So
the researchy stuff, and don't you forget it.
Yep. You mean Googling things?
Yeah, I was doing the Googs.
Yeah. Aren't we all? Aren't we all just doing the Googs?
Okay. Guys. We have to speak about one more thing. Unless if you had something, I don't know if you were about to wrap it up or what.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have something to say?
No.
Go on, Amy.
Stan Lee cameo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good point.
I absolutely teared up during this, and I'm going to tear up right now thinking about it too.
Mm, yeah.
Because that was the year that he died and Steve Ditko died. And he, in his cameo, he says, "I'm going to miss him." And I felt like Stan Lee was like,
"Yeah, I know it's happening.
When I leave this mortal coil, I'm going to miss him." And I absolutely, and maybe I'm getting way too in my feels with that.
No,
but I felt it and I was like, oh my god, Stan, we miss you too.
Yeah. Oh wow, that's a really beautiful way to think about it, and I don't think you're also too far at all. I think that's really a sweet way to think about it, actually.
That Spider-Man was his baby.
Yeah I think I might be a little hormonal right now too. Wow. So
I don't know.
That was a lot.
I don't think you're
but wrong. Him and Ditko created him. Yeah. And like, he's been the poster child of Marvel.
I forgot to say this during our Spider-Man No Way Home review, but like, Ditko spray painted on the side of the truck. Did you guys see it? Because I saw
It's still
it was on
the back of the building.
Yeah, it was spray painted twice, I think. Or it was on the back
there
of the building.
There were a couple places.
I love that. Yeah. I love just that. God, the subtle nods to these legends that created these characters we love. I wish they could have been alive to see some of these. I know Stan Lee was alive for a lot of it, but I just, you know, like, just
especially No Way Home, man. Seeing he how would he would have reacted to what. I mean, it's already hit $1 billion.
Oh yeah,
in its second week.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me, especially for the pandemic, it blows my mind that it's $1 billion in its second week. That's unheard of. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. It has a chance to be the most, has the chance to be the all-time record holder for revenue earned.
Yeah. Fuck you, Titanic.
Well, Endgame beat it, and then
it was Endgame, and it was Avatar. I thought it was
Avatar, Endgame, not Titanic.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Fuck you, and Avatar.
Avatar came back ahead because they did a came back ahead.
But then Endgame did the same thing.
Yeah, but I think Avatar is winning right now.
Yeah.
Well, and fuck them all.
fuck James Cameron, I think is what you're trying to say.
But this should solidify even more Sony and Marvel's relationship with Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Because them together make great film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what better partnership to keep on going? We made one of the top-selling films of all time together. You know, just let Marvel play with your toys, Sony. Just let them share. Come on.
Did you guys know that Stan Lee is also drawn on all of the trains?
I did not.
I think I did know that.
He's in all
of the... I didn't write that down under my notes, but I think I did know that.
Maybe you should try taking notes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you don't know because it's notes.
Can we talk about some of the... Excuse me. Can we talk about some of the really funny, funny, funny bits that we tee-hee-hee'd at?
Yes.
Like, for example, surprise attack.
Oh, by yes. Nick
Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I was dying laughing. And then there's one point when Nick Cage calls him a hard-boiled turtle slapper.
Yes, when he punches
Green Goblin, or that's he's
oh the
that.
Way Green Goblin.
Oh yeah,
the way he's portrayed in this is like terrifying.
Oh yeah, uh-huh. I agree.
He's a gargoyle, basically.
Yeah, he is. He, I mean, he's big and scary and
has wings.
Yeah,
I mean, make that live action. Even, you know, like have them be bit by a gargoyle. Those things still exist, right?
Oh,
is that not a good enough backstory for you? Did I not write a great?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm-mm. You know what? Whatever. But yeah.
Have you guys watched that episode of Doctor Who that I told you to watch yet?
Nope. Nope.
Don't blink. Okay. Well,
nope.
One day.
No, probably not even one day for me.
I know. Has anybody watched Dr. Horrible Sing Along Blog? Because I've seen it like 4 times in the last 24 hours.
Nope.
It's so good.
No one has.
Nope.
You're the only one.
We could have got on earlier if you wasn't watching that so much in the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
You
I
have
was
to
watching.
Wait 20 minutes till the podcast to rewatch this.
Yeah. I'm going to rewatch it right now. I'm going to mute y'all. I'm going to rewatch it right now.
Oh, God.
Double speed.
Yeah, it's funny because I just loved the Peter Parker, just like how, you know, he was literally just breaking. He just didn't give a shit. Like, he really was just like a fat dude. He was just like, whatever. Like, and I know that doesn't sound fun when I talk about it. And when I said fat dude, that sounds horrible too. But like, I just like when
he wasn't fat dude. He just had a belly.
I have a belly. So I guess grandmother, I'm not fat. I'm Spider-Man. Too. Grandma, leave me alone. Shit.
Yeah. Like, I'm not healthier, grandma. I'm actually less healthy now.
Yeah.
Well, stop saying I look healthy.
Stop commenting on people's bodies, including your own.
Oh, I can comment on my own body. You don't tell me if I can comment on my own body.
Well, but like, don't give yourself shit for whatever you look like.
Oh, have
like,
you met me?
Well, I'm trying to help you, sir.
Yeah. Well, you're not my therapist. I don't pay you. Shut the fuck up.
My God.
I'm kidding.
I know you are, but ow. Ooh. Maybe you should start paying me. You dumb bitch.
Do we need that in Spanish again? I can play it again.
I forgot it already.
Yeah, see, we went through a Spanish monologue as well. I don't know. This movie is just it's a wonderful Spanish lesson. It's a wonderful movie about Miles Morales. It's everything I could ever want. Sony knocked it out of the park. Why can we not have this in live action? I know it's animated. I know there's certain things you can do, but why can't you create kind of a filter and a style around live action? That's, you know, I feel like that's not too much to ask, Clinton.
I don't know that it would hit the same in live action. Mm. It would feel, I feel like it'd get too campy.
Because
you have to blend it live action.
Yeah, I don't know.
It
wouldn't be taken as seriously in live action.
I now know what you're saying. Yeah, it took me a second, but I'm with you now.
With like the comment bubbles and stuff, it just wouldn't
You're right. I don't know.
And I embrace comic movies that don't stay too grounded, but you have to be grounded to a certain extent.
I would be totally fine if Spider-Verse stayed an animated thing, and then they introduce Miles Morales in live action.
Same.
As a separate thing.
Yep. I mean, we kind of got the Spider-Verse with No Way Home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I completely agree. I think it's funny. I would not be surprised if Marvel said, oh, shit, this can work, and audiences are not freaked out by all this multiverse craziness. Let's incorporate that into our next Spider-Man movie.
Well, Multiverse of Madness is about to get wild. So I think we'll talk about that in the news.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
I have to bring up two more very important things.
Okay.
You said the last thing you said.
Is that what I said? No, I don't think you so. Did.
All right. Two more things. Three.
You got to hit every note, don't you?
Oh, I am skipping so much. You have no idea.
All right. Three more things, Emmy. One.
Three more. Very
Stop
important.
Stop rewatching things.
Very important things.
All right. Number one, very important thing.
Okay. Spider-Ham's nostrils move like his eyes do.
That's how they do in the comics.
I love that.
I could not stop watching his nostrils.
I'm going to have to rewatch this now and watch his nostrils.
You didn't notice that, Brandon?
I did not. No.
Yeah, they do that. I think they do that in the comics.
All right, Emmy, second most important thing that we could not possibly have not recorded.
Yeah, okay. Clinton, in this universe, you would have worked for C-Mobile.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, damn.
I love it. And third.
Have y'all ever solved a Rubik's Cube?
No, because I tried this past weekend.
Did you really?
I really did.
I have a friend that can solve one in 5 minutes, 3 minutes. Every time. I can just switch it all up, and it just stays on the coffee table. When he comes over, he'll solve it in 3 minutes. There's a trick to it.
It's an algorithm. Yeah,
it's
mathematical. Algorithm. Yeah, it's a mathematical algorithm. I want to learn it. I'm going to learn it. That is my goal.
They make some crazy Rubik's Cubes now, though, that aren't just the squares.
No, I'm just doing a damn square. Don't give me none of that shit. Just give me a cube.
Cube.
It's a cube.
Whatever.
The three-dimensional object. I can get the first layer and then pass that. Absolutely.
And you're a math teacher. That's disappointing.
I know.
Have one of your students teach you
how to do they can barely tie their shoes.
Thanks. All right.
Just kidding. Most of them can do that, or they wear Velcro.
Oh, you got the Velcros.
I love that we see Spider-Man Noir later, though, with it in his universe, in the black and white world.
Oh, yeah.
And I love the reference when he comes into the world. And they're talking about the 30s or something.
Yeah.
With his time, with the black and white. Miles says something about, is he black and white?
Yeah. And where did that wind come from? He says something like, wherever I go, the wind follows.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Do I like Nicolas Cage now?
Noir, him as Noir was
Make that a
on.
Movie.
That was great casting.
Make that, a whole
great
movie.
Great casting.
Because it reminded me of like almost Lego Batman. You know, like where it's like made fun of itself. I still Robin ripping off his rip, like when he does that shit makes me. Yeah. And Emmy losing her mind right there makes me feel better because I lose my shit every time.
I've never seen it.
It's Michael Cera, I believe, who plays Rob. You've never seen Lego Batman.
I haven't.
Holy shit, dude. Clinton, you would honestly. It's funny as hell. It is
so good.
It is.
Somebody we went to high school with worked on it.
Yeah.
It's pretty. You can see his name in the credits.
Yeah.
Did you know that, Brandon?
Murphy, right?
Yeah.
Yep, I did. Yeah. Oh. Did he also work on Pacific Rim?
No, that was a different person. I was somebody else that we went to high school with, and he actually wrote Pacific Rim.
Why the hell did I not hang out with those guys? Now I'm just on a podcast.
Right? I know, right? You could be getting money.
Fuck.
We might have like a network or sponsorship by now.
Maybe. Hi, patrons. Thank you. So you keep us afloat. But yeah, no, I really, yeah, Lego Batman. It reminded me of that. Do that kind of same style with the Spider-Man Noir. It would be absolutely, like, don't be afraid to make fun of yourself. Just completely, yes, just hit that tone. And hit, oh, it would be so great. Clinton, we need to watch. If you want us to review Lego Batman for our January Patreon, let us know. I would love that. Oh, I just,
it's so good. Isn't there a second one now?
Nah. Yes. Is there?
I think there is.
I don't think there's
a second. It's Lego Movie.
Lego Movie
Lego 2. Batman. Yeah. Lego Movie 2.
Yeah, and then they did Lego Ninjago. They did a Lego Ninjago movie too, which was kind of crazy. Anyway, yeah. And I'm building the Titanic, by the way. And it's fun. I'm enjoying myself. And then Clinton made an inappropriate comment about an ice cube.
It was hilarious. I thought that was clever as fuck.
Yeah, well, you know what? Dick.
I said, don't put an ice cube anywhere near that thing.
You're an asshole.
And a lot of people actually died on the Titanic.
Yeah, Clinton. But it was over 100 years ago, so it's funny now. Dick.
No comment.
Sorry. All right, so that took such an awkward turn, and it made me laugh. All right, so guys, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Great movie. Emmy, do you have any
post? Are we not going to talk about post credits, mid credits?
That's what I was just about to say. The finger pointing. Holy shit. Like, okay, mid credits is Spider-Man 2099, which is fucking phenomenal. We see that suit revealed, right? Is that the mid credits?
No, mid credits is the quote that says that person who helps others simply because it should or must be done and because it is the right thing to do is indeed without a doubt a real superhero, which is the quote from Stan Lee.
Oh, that's beautiful. Where's the 2099 suit come from? Is that at the end of the movie or is that?
That was a post credits.
Oh, post credits. Okay. And then we see them pointing at each other, the 2099 and like, you're Spider-Man. No, you are. You're muted, Clinton.
This is where it goes back to like them making fun of themselves. This wasn't making fun of themselves, but they weren't afraid to take risks in this.
But also paying tribute to the old animated series from like the 70s. You know what I mean? Like they brought in even the 70s animated stuff.
Miguel, that's his name. Miguel.
Yeah, I thought it was absolutely hysterical.
Oh, I was like, whose name? Whose
Spider-Man 2099. His name is Miguel.
Cannot wait. Cannot wait.
And he's going to be a big part of the second one.
Yeah, as he should be.
I'm so here for it.
Oh,
I need to go back and rewatch that trailer now that I've rewatched.
When did the trailer drop? Was it a few months ago, like a couple months ago or something like that?
Yeah.
No, it was like right before No Way Home came out.
Was it?
It's been a little bit.
Maybe 3 weeks ago.
But it's in the trailer right when at the end of this movie. You hear Gwen say something to Peter, and in that trailer, it picks up right.
Yeah,
where she's like coming through. It picks up right where that ends. So they're going to pick up right where this left off. So the multiverse is still open.
Okay.
And by the way, this did come out December 4th. It was released. So I think for the December news, we are going to be discussing this trailer. If that's that's all right with you guys.
Oh hell yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So another dumb question though. So does the MCU having its multiverse open, is that the same as the multiverse in the Spider-Verse?
I doubt it.
I doubt it. I think I almost feel like the animated world's playing in its own.
Yeah.
In its own world.
Okay. I do too.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. But at the same time, the fact that they're both opening at the same time is highly confusing.
Yeah. I don't blame you at all. I don't blame you at all.
Well, the multiverse opened in the animated in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
You dumb bitch.
There it is. There it is.
All right. Okay. All right.
Credits names, Emmy.
My bad. All right. So, okay. I gotta do these in the right order. Okay. So we've got our marketing and publicity. This is Rebecca. What do? I cuss.
That's a good one.
That was actually really good, Amy.
Thank you. We've got our script coordinator, Kyle Fukuto.
No.
Is it Fukuto? Probably.
It's Fukuto.
Fuckato. Hey.
Fuckato.
Mr. Fuckato.
Back to our OnlyFans.
I really wish. Oh, we're not fucking a toe. I wish you were a receptionist and you would just get a kick out of someone's name and like say it like Mr. Fuckato. And just like, I think you would be hilarious. Like, because you would be like, oh, I'm so sorry. How do you say it? But yeah. Fuckato.
Have you seen Impractical Jokers?
Yes, that's what I was thinking of. Krambus McBasketball.
Krangers McBasketball.
Yeah, exactly. So good. I saw them live. They were in, I think they were in Chattanooga. They were really, really, really? Great. I think they were Soldiers and Sailors. And they're hysterical in person. They actually like showed clips that they couldn't show on True TV because it was so like it was almost Jackass level. It was bad. And it was hysterical. And I was laughing. I mean, they're a good group of dudes. They seem really, really funny.
Yeah, I really enjoy them.
Yeah.
Krangers McBasketball.
Krangers McBasketball.
All right. And this last one, y'all, I'm really proud of this. Mm-hmm. I'm also really proud of the way that when I watched this the first time when we were supposed to record it a couple weeks ago, I wrote down the jokes that I had with the names. Uh-huh. And so I'm really proud of myself for doing that. So we have our production manager. What does Spider-Man say to make his web shoot? He says, Annette, go.
Mm-mm.
So bad. Mm-mm.
Oh, I'm so proud of it.
Why did you do the reverse order? You did the worst one last and the best one first.
I was so proud of that. Oh, Annette, go.
You need to flip your order. You need to consult with someone beforehand. Get the order. Because that one was bad. But seeing you so excited to say it made me laugh. So
yeah. You don't shoot nets.
I know, but like, a net go.
No, it's done.
Bless her heart.
We had a great time, guys. We had a great time. We've got severe weather heading our way, guys. So we're going to probably head on out here. And, so if you're hearing this podcast, I was able to edit it and publish it. So one of us is safe. I can't talk about Clinton and Emmy. Weather be getting crazy right now, so I'm sorry if this seemed a little rushed. It was not meant to be that way. But yeah, thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon. You really do keep us afloat.
Thank you.
You know, you pay for this podcast to exist through your support. We're able to keep on.
Y'all are real MVPs.
Yeah. So thank you for making us continue to create content. I know that sounds weird, but genuinely, you guys are the reason why. So thank you so much. We hope you enjoyed Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. We are taking a break on all major podcast platforms, but Patreon is not getting that break. We are going to post a movie review. We're going to do our Avengers news. We're going to do maybe a fun little different episode, and also our watch party for our $10 patrons as well. So keep an eye out. The Patreon's going to be litty. It's going to be fun. So stay tuned. We will still be around on here, and excited about what's to come. But guys, any final words? Any crazy things before we head on out of here?
You have anything to
flip,
say?
Flip, bitch.
I've listened to that song probably 1,000 times. I don't know any of the words. Sunflower.
When you're left in the dust.
Yeah. Oh, I can't even think. It's like, she want to ride me like a cruise, and I'm not trying to lose. I'm like, that's dirty. That is dirty.
Did you ever listen to the Black Panther soundtrack?
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good, but it's explicit as fuck.
Is it? Oh, I'm going to have to check it out.